Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Stella Blue Coffee is more than just great coffee. It's coffee with a purpose. Introducing We Brew to Rescue, a nationwide campaign using proceeds from our new ready-to-drink cans to help fund 1,000 pet adoptions this year. Every can you crack open helps a real pet find a real home. Simple as that. Made with 100% Colombian coffee, each 11-ounce can delivers smooth, drinkable energy with a boost of protein. Available in espresso cafe mocha and espresso sweet cream. Built for mornings, long days, and everything in between. Drink Stella Blue, fuel your day, and help save a pet's life. You can follow our progress in real time throughout the campaign by watching the adoption tracker on our site. Grab yours now at StellaBlueCoffee.com, Amazon, and select retailers nationwide.
It's got to be dragons. I need to fuck one. I need them to be real.
What the fuck?
Wait, back up.
Wait, hold on.
Back up, Jason.
What happened?
Why do you need to fuck one?
I need to fuck a dragon.
That's the most basic thing. Everybody wants to fuck a dragon. If you're not willing to admit it, you're only lying to yourself.
What are you talking about?
Oh, circles are you hanging out?
Welcome to The Bracket, episode 149. Today, the KB and Nick are still coming back from the live show. They're understandably destroyed. Although I did hear, and I'm very excited about this, that a skit that me and Owen wrote debuted. Marty, you were part of it. Tommy, you were part of it. Clemmer. Wibsy had an unbelievable role in it.
Wibs!
He was unreal in it.
Yeah.
And I heard it had a great pop. I cannot wait for that one to come out. But I'm traveling, so we're doing an All New York one today. And the topic is what is the best mythological creature? And what's funny is I found this one. I was looking through like the annals of our submissions, and this one actually got submitted during the point where what's their names? Alex and Jordan were doing like what they call them?
Dinosaurs like, weren't real?
No. Well, yes, it was part of it. They called them methodological.
Methodical.
Yeah.
Methodical creatures.
Methodical creatures or whatever. Yeah. So this is back from like I was just like scrolling through the old list, and this from like I guess like 2 years ago now, like going through that. But yeah, it's from way back then. I have a lot of ones to get to, but first let's talk about one of me and Tommy's favorite sponsors. You know what it is?
GameTime.
BetterHelp.
Yes, but ZocDoc.
I love ZocDoc.
Me and Tommy have been long-time ZocDoc guys.
I'll make doctor appointments that I don't even need just because I want to use ZocDoc. I'm like, you know what? I can get this checked. It's that easy with ZocDoc.
Dude, literally, you're looking at it right here on the screen. It's unbelievable how easy it is. You just type in whatever it is, whatever is ailing you, and they find you any sort of doctor that's within your network. You put in your insurance, whatever, and like, it's amazing. It's so, so fast. You know what? That party game, what would you rather? Well, they ran a survey, and they said that men would rather, what would you rather do instead of going to the doctor? They said they'd rather clean their entire house, file their taxes, change the tire. The last thing we want to do is find the right doctor and make an appointment until we discovered ZocDoc. It's the free app and website where you can search and compare high-quality in-network doctors, choose the right one for your needs, and click to instantly book an appointment. We're talking about in-network appointments with more than 100,000 healthcare providers across every specialty, from mental health to dental health to eyes care to skin care and much more. Plus, ZocDoc appointments happen fast, typically within 72 hours of booking. You can even score same-day appointments. We use ZocDoc all the time. I used it the other, like, 2 weeks ago. I just kept getting, like, a weird... You get these, like, a random pain just, like, right here in this general area, and you're just like...
I feel like I've done that on a deep breath.
It feels like a heart attack.
Every day.
Yeah, that's why I was like, I got a pain, and I'm like, this is it.
I've been getting bruises. You see this bruise? So I've been...
Ooh. Oh, my God.
Isn't that bad, that bruise?
I think that's just because he goes like this on the
streams. I was going to say on the stream. Oh, that's
gotta be
it's got to
be a stream thing, Tommy. Yeah. That's a bad bruise.
Yeah.
I don't do anything else physical, so...
And it's like, am I bruising too easily? Should I go get that? I can't.
You probably got low iron.
Is that true?
I just had blood work in March. I was clean as a whistle.
You can check it out at ZocDoc.
March and November is definitely a
sign. I'm going to probably go get more blood work.
You can look up contusions on ZocDoc.
ZocDoc.
Yeah.
It is my favorite thing to just tell you. You have something wrong with
you. But it's really like, it's the worst thing you can do to me because
I know.
I really.
And it makes me happy sometimes.
But no, like it bothers me on a level that's unhealthy.
Yesterday I said.
I need somebody what's going to happen when you're really sick?
Remember when were you
actually sick?
Bad.
Were you there when I read that New York Post headline?
You killed him.
Because it would be bad. Yes.
Yeah, it'd be bad.
It would be bad.
Fear in his eyes before he said that, too. It was like a that's so Raven, like yeah. His future.
It's
like
bad.
Bad.
I read the headline yesterday. He went into a dark hole.
What was the headline? Some girl had a headache for a week, and it turned out to be a tumor. Yeah. And
Oh, yeah.
I have headaches sometimes.
I don't like that. Yeah.
Don't look.
It's horrible.
No one
likes
horrible. That. How you doing, boss?
Great.
You're all but quiet over there.
No, you guys are talking about tragedies. I don't want to talk about that right now.
No tragedies. The good thing about this is no matter how much they fuck with Tommy, he'd be able to get an appointment for anything that's across
with
his
ZocDoc.
Mind with ZocDoc.
So stop giving him more business.
Exactly. So stop putting off those doctor's appointments and go to ZocDoc.com/lights to find and instantly book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/lights. ZocDoc.com/lights. Shout out to ZocDoc. First match of the day, number 5 versus the 12 seed. The 5 seed, I think, is one that had a lot of run, I would say, over the last, 15-plus years. They had a big, revival, and then almost got it oversaturated, the market, with this mythological creature. I'm going to fuck it up just like they did. And it's Vampires. Vampires got a lot of big revival. I would say, from 2000.
Sorry, we're voting on best, correct?
Yes. People like vampires. People
strongest, like just best.
Scariest.
Just, a pure subjective what we like.
Yeah, which one do you like the most? Yeah.
You think Twilight was what was responsible for that run?
Part of it.
You went vampires and the zombies.
I actually think they made vampires cooler.
Twilight?
Yeah, they started it.
Then we had what was that? Did you say True Blood?
True Blood was part of it.
Abraham
Lincoln Vampire Hunter.
They made vampires sexy. It was sexy.
Vampires are always supposed to be sexy.
Right, yeah.
I have a very specific image of a vampire in my head that's not sexy. Got a
widow's peak.
Nosferatu.
Yeah,
Nosferatu.
Very Nosferatu. Universal movies, the scary villains from there. Yeah.
Yeah, the I think the view the vampires used to be old and gross, and then True Blood and whatever made it more younger and sexy. You know what I mean? Twenties. You never thought of vampires being in their 20s.
I even think back to Interview with the Vampire with Tom Cruise and Brad Pitt are vampires. Antonio Banderas. So it was a very sexy
movie.
Guys.
Yeah, but I think that they definitely helped that image.
Who was in the Dracula movie where he has the white
That's Gary Oldman, Bram Stoker Dracula.
Oh yeah, that was gross. That was so gross.
Yeah.
Not sexy.
No. Not a sexy one. But yeah, that's
sexy guy.
Definitely not a sexy guy. So vampires are going up to number 12 seed. One that got submitted a decent amount. Not one that I would consider among the best. They're kind of cool. Centaurs. Centaurs, half horse, half man.
Oh, they suck.
You're not a centaur guy.
They suck.
You think they're sexy?
Yeah.
Half horse, half man?
Oh, Tommy.
When they walk out in Narnia and that shit, get off my screen.
Centaurs are awesome.
What's wrong with centaurs?
Lame.
Oh, by the way, we forgot to mention, Glennie, I didn't realize until we started talking about a little bit, cryptozoologist?
I love cryptozoology. Mm. I'm not going to say I'm a cryptozoologist, but I do love cryptids, the study of the unknown. It's very cool shit like that. I've always been a fan of it, so I'm excited to be on here. You mentioned it today, mythical creatures. I said, absolutely. I love mythical creatures.
So,
but then again, I am a little concerned. I feel like what the first two we were just starting off on, these are kind of historical mythical creatures.
Yeah, there's a bit of both.
Like centaurs and vampires. I'm talking
we'll get into those ones. Don't even tip it. We'll get to those ones as well. We're going to get a good mix.
I do have
to
admit something right now. I hate mythological.
No, this that actually makes you a good dissenting.
I hate
voice.
All of them.
What about? I just sent you a picture of a centaur. Take a peek.
I hate.
Did you send the A-Rod one?
You know what? I've actually been kind of in deep on recently that I read about for a few last few weeks.
Tell us.
That dragons were real.
You think
that dragon?
Every society had a dragon, right?
Every society somehow had a dragon.
You think a fire breathing monster?
In their culture, if there's old China or medieval times, everyone had a dragon in their fucking culture.
Yeah, I kind of think it. Maybe,
why aren't there dragon bones then?
Incinerated.
Or what if the dragon bones are dinosaur bones that we weren't aware?
That we think are dinosaurs or they're dragons?
Yeah, how do we know they weren't flying?
Maybe
we've
the wings
never
didn't
put
have
together
bones.
A full dinosaur.
Or maybe they were so scary that if someone actually did slay a dragon, they buried the bones at the ocean or something.
I like that. That's how I live.
Let's start with old Wibsy, the vampire versus the centaur. The centaur, half horse, half man versus the vampire, just the living dead.
I'm a horse guy. Everyone knows that. I love horses, but the centaur doesn't do it for me. Vampire, I had to go vampire. Actually, I was saying what made vampire sexy. What made it sexy was the Bordello of Blood, Tales of the Crypt. There's all these hooker vampires that are sucking dudes off. And I remember 10-year-old Vibsy watched that and... Oh, I've never been more turned on in my life. I think that was the first time I got a boner. That and looking at the Cindy Crawford and the JCPenney catalog. But Bordello of Blood, vampires win.
You know who starred in that movie? Who's the top billed it?
The guy who does radio on Joe Dirt.
Dennis Miller.
Yeah.
It was the first time he top-lined a movie and the last time because it did not do well.
That movie was so sexy. There's a redheaded vampire. She was hot.
So you're funny referring to Dennis Miller as the guy from Joe Dirt. I don't know why that's kind of funny. He's like a pretty well respected.
Joe Dirt is
football. Weekend
Joe Dirt is how I base my life.
Radio host now, right?
Yeah, it's funny. He was liberal until 9/11. 9/11 flipped him.
How'd you know that, Tom?
Good man.
Mm. Let's show some more respect here with that topic. So Vibs, you're going with the vampire.
Vampires aren't sexy. I wanted to get bit by a vampire after I watched that.
Let's go to Robbie Fox.
Easy vampire vote. Centaurs suck, but vampires are also very cool. From Dusk Till Dawn.
Vampires suck.
Pretty cool. Oh, nice. Yeah. Vampires suck.
Dusk Till Dawn was very... Oh, wait. And that's the one with Salma Hayek, too, right?
Correct. Very sexy.
And Quentin Tarantino cast himself in that movie so that he could suck on her toes in
Correct.
The movie.
He did do that.
Freak.
Yep.
True. He also cast himself because he said he could believe himself as George Clooney's brother.
Yes. It's true. They play brothers in the movie, which is wild.
Kind of respect that part.
Yeah. I think we look alike.
Yeah.
Two for the vampire polls.
I don't know why you perverts keep saying how sexy vampires are than voting for them. I don't really.
It's best.
Oh, Glenn,
best. Not like sexy things?
I'm going centaur.
Why? Because you like ugly
Why
things?
Can't we vote for vampires that are sexy?
It just seems you guys are all using sexy as like the reason for vampires.
It's a pro.
It's a pro.
Yeah, I guess sex sells. That's fair.
If you watched Bordello,
host of Only Stands, ladies and gentlemen,
rubs his chin. Yeah. I guess sex does.
I think so, fellas. I'm gonna go centaur. I like the vibe of the centaur.
Mm-hmm.
It's more. I don't really know. It just has a more masculine feel to me. And one of my favorite movies of all time, Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Hunter. They're killing vampires. Abe's taking them out. So I don't like them. I feel like they're putting not a lot of effort in. They just have these powers for no reason. The sharp teeth. I'm not a vampire person.
Do you guys ever see Dinner for Schmucks?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. There's like a centaur scene with Jermaine Clement where he's like, we walk around the mist and he's like trying to have sex with like Paul Rudd's girlfriend. And he's like dressed like a centaur. That's a very good scene.
The Old Spice guy's been a centaur, right?
Yes, that's true.
It's lame. Sexy. It's fucking lame.
Do you love
Honestly,
the Old Spice
guy? Every centaur that we've seen in recent years is a very hot stud.
A-Rod. The A-Rod.
So, A-Rod, that's why I'm going to vote centaur. So Marty doesn't like these creatures. Glennie does. I have no opinion on any mythological creature almost. So this is going to be difficult for me. But A-Rod, one of the greatest. Did I say it wrong?
No. I was just wondering if there's ever been a girl centaur and like you're.
Oh, and your tits are just out. Yeah. Oh,
that'd be great.
Let's see.
Yeah.
But A-Rod, as Clemmer pointed out, one of the greatest living Americans of all time.
No, I did not point that out. He's not one of
not
the
a vampire,
greatest
so
cheaters of
center.
All time.
Wow, A-Rod. He really
he went for
really,
it.
Really.
Yeah. Oh, you
now black.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Female centaurs are
hot. Yep, I looked up new centaurs.
Come to mama. You could see puss and all.
Wait, look at this. The puss is the horse.
Say that's
hey,
not
is
sexy?
The puss on the front?
Puss is the horse. That's a horse pussy.
There's no puss.
No, the puss is like their chest.
Can I flip my vote? You'd be like an animal.
Wait, what the fuck? The horse?
Right. Yeah.
No, the female centaur pussy should be in the back.
That's just muscle.
I'm more of a tits guy than an ass guy anyway, so centaurs are perfect. I just wish they could keep their badge.
I'm still worried about A-Rod.
I would rather fuck a hot centaur than an ugly human.
Okay, so we're 2-2 right now.
You'd rather fuck a hot vampire than a hot centaur.
Oh, yeah, it's still like bestiality.
Hot vampire, just a woman.
No, that doesn't make any sense.
Hot vampire is just a hot woman.
Yeah, all right, whatever. I'm voting centaur.
2-2. So which one are you going with, Marty?
I'm going to go with, I don't like both. I think Glenn's right. Like, why do vampires have, like, were they fast or something?
They're fast.
Fly.
A lot of them are fast.
And they need blood. Like,
need blood.
Do they fly? We all need blood.
Oh, they turn into bats.
No, they need it to, like, I get it. It's just.
They can hypnotize people?
Oh, and they have sharp. We all have sharp teeth. Teeth are sharp.
So you think there's no fundamental difference between us and a vampire?
They're immortal, though. Like, they can live forever. Unless they get.
Blood.
Well, no, I mean, like, they don't age. So I guess I should have said it that way.
Yeah. This doesn't do it for me, but I also think that this horse person would have back problems. You can't sit up straight like that all the time.
That's true.
Mm. So that's why the abs are sharp, but I don't like them either. So I'm a little vampire.
3 for vampire, 2 for centaur.
Yeah, there's been like, at least like moderately decent like vampire movies. Like, you know, like said, Interview Vampire is not great, but it has some interesting moments. The Universal Studios vampires are interesting. Bela Lugosi, like, I don't know. I guess I'll go with vampires, but I don't really like either.
What happens when you lock 18 coworkers in an office for 1 week to compete for $250,000 of cash? This is Surviving Barstool Season 5, presented by Rumble Premium. Each episode released 3 hours early, so get it ad-free before anyone else, only when you join Rumble Premium. Surviving Barstool premieres Sunday, August 9th at 5 p.m. on Rumble Premium and everywhere else at 8 p.m.
Four for vampires. That means vampire is going to move on. Now we have the number four seed versus the number 13 seed. The four seed is the Loch Ness Monster. Now, this is the thing I think Glennie was talking about. This is the type of creature I'm assuming you wanted to talk about.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
Yeah, so the Loch Ness Monster. I think I got descriptions of all these. And because Loch Ness is one where like you want a little more. Often described as a large, long-necked, large and long-necked with one of the more larger humps protruding from out of the water. And that's usually the picture you see. The description was dog shit. But yeah, Loch Ness Monster, and that's going up as the number 13 seed. This is just kind of a general one that I think can encompass a few, but giants. Just in general, giant humans. I think it would be so cool to be a giant.
Okay. Good matchup.
Not like a 7 foot, but like a 10 foot giant.
Yeah. Or like, I'm thinking bigger. Even more.
I thought bigger than bigger. That.
How big were you thinking?
20 feet?
20
feet. Yeah. 20 feet?
I'm thinking like honestly, I think Game of Thrones kind of nailed the giant. Like one, yeah, one was okay. Like 20, 25 feet, I would guess.
Yeah.
One. I was thinking like Jack and the Beanstalk.
Okay. So big ass giants you're talking about. So giants versus the Loch Ness Monster. Clemmer.
Loch Ness Monster, I think, has always been kind of like overrated. Like, oh, you see it from far away, but how often does it actually approach you? And it's not that scary. We're scared of it. Why? But giants are cool. Like, the idea of giants are kind of cool. Just imagine being that big. They have to build like their own houses. And then I like how like Gulliver's Travels flipped it and we were the giants. So I like the whole giant idea. Giants are cool.
Giants are cool. One for giants.
Giants aren't cool.
You're a fan of them.
I don't find them. No, they're not.
You are. Cool. You're a fan of the Giants.
Yeah, they're a football team to me. Like, they're not really the Giants. I don't like when they do. I don't like it because I also know tall people die earlier.
True.
And I think actually, Loch Ness Monster was one of my favorite roller coasters, so I'm going to go with that.
Was it a roller coaster?
Mm-hmm.
Which
theme park? Busch Gardens, I think.
Was it?
Yeah. It had a great time on it.
Two for Giants. No, I'm sorry. You're going for Loch Ness. One for Giant, one for Loch Ness.
Giants are very one-dimensional to me. All right, you're big. Congrats. The Loch Ness Monster, there's a mystery to it. Mm. What does it look like? Where is it? Where did it come from? To me, if I'm voting for a creature like this, I want the more mysterious one. Oh, he's big. Okay. Congrats, bro. I'm going to go for the Loch Ness Monster.
Sounds exhausting to me.
Yeah.
What else are you going to do?
To answer the where, I'd assume it's in Loch Ness.
Yes,
the Loch Ness. It's in Loch Ness.
Yeah, the lake.
A lake in
Scotland. But it's everywhere.
How have they not found it?
Yeah, I think you're supposed to say Loch.
Loch Ness. Yeah.
Like you could be in America and see something in and you're like, oh, that's the Loch Ness Monster.
Well, our biggest one is Lake Champlain in Vermont. His name is apparently Champ.
Whoa,
he lives there in Lake Champlain.
Attaboy, Champ.
Nice.
Hey, Lake Ronkonkoma. One person dies. A year in
it's the spirit of an old Native American woman in the lake.
Yes,
Lake Ronkonkoma.
Someone dies every year in it.
One person dies every year, and they never find the body. It's just an actual fact. This one's not a.
That's creepy.
The myth is one guy did swim across it with one leg, and he did not die.
Wow.
The myth is that I think like some sort of settler married a Native American woman, and then she died, or like he like pushed her in the lake, and she drowned, and that one person a year died.
I'm gonna guess that someone hasn't died every year.
This is more of a Suffolk County Marty's fact. I don't really know.
No,
much
it's about it. Look it up. It's like people that's on the record. The police go and
I believe it's called the Lady of Lake Ronkonkoma is the myth.
Because legend. Also people do like they don't think it's true and they go in it and then usually someone drowns.
Legend is that in the 1600s, a young Setauket Indian princess, they said Indian, not me. I would have said Indomir. Tuscawanta fell madly in love with a blonde bearded woodcutter that she spotted across the water. In one version of the spooky Suffolk County saga, the Native American Juliet catches the eye of the Romeo woodsman, Hugh Birdsall, who becomes entranced with her, but her father forbids her from seeing the white English settler. She calls to him, doesn't get a response, and out of despair, she rows out in the middle of the lake and stabs herself in the heart. She goes out and drags young men into the watery lake or watery grave to replace her lost love.
Ooh. Wow.
That's a good creepy
right there.
That's a good,
yeah,
that's a good story.
It's right by my house. Very scary.
Very creepy. So we're two for Loch Ness, one for Giants. Glennie?
Yeah, I mean, like I was saying before, like cryptid stuff, cryptozoology, what do you think, Hall of Fame, Mount Rushmore, it's Loch Ness Monster is fantastic. I've been reading about Loch Ness Monster my whole life. And Tommy said the fun part about Loch Ness Monster is it's probably not there, but like every time you see a video, watch one of those dumb shows on Travel Channel, like a little ripple in the water,
yeah,
you don't know what it is. And it's also fun, like I know giants and centaurs, they're what I'm thinking of as like medieval fairy tale stuff. This is more really have like a fishing captain from like the 70s that's 88 now. Being like, oh, I saw it one day. It looked me twice in the eyes. Like shit like that. But there's like hearing all the crazy people's real accounts of it gets me going. So it's easy Loch Ness Monster for me.
Three for the Loch Ness Monster. Robbie.
easy Loch Ness Monster for me. I've also always been interested in the Loch Ness Monster, the mystery that Tommy talked about. I've always kind of disliked giants as well. Kind of the medieval giant who shows up, he's got hairy feet, and he's got fucking, you know, weird, like he's got an orange skullet for some reason, and he fucking talks like an idiot. I've always steered clear of giants.
I feel like the most recent giant we've been introduced to was Giants and Thrones, and they were awesome.
I didn't even really love them, to be honest.
You like the Giants?
They're all right. They're cool. Fine.
I loved 1-1.
Yeah, 1-1 is the one that dies.
They all wind up dying. 1-1 was the last giant, but Ramsey kills 1-1.
Yeah, that's right. Who's the one that dies in the bay? I mean, the hard home. That's
1-1. That's 1-1 too. He just walks in the water because he's a fucking alpha.
Gotcha. The Giants are just a nuisance.
They are.
They're a
nuisance to themselves, to everyone.
Mouth breathers. Yeah. They're just like. Mm-hmm. So, all right. Yeah, you're right. You're so right. Oh, you're big. So what?
Yeah. But a lot of them keep to them, like they're in their own communities. I don't think they're a nuisance.
That too, that they like to play woe is me with they fucking
don't bother
walk
anybody.
Away.
They're in their own towns. Like you say, they're a nuisance. They're not bothering you.
They're not bothering me. They're not exciting me. We're voting for best.
But I hear people say they bother them and they're a nuisance. They're not a nuisance.
No, they're not. I just don't want to marry my daughter. That's all.
They never go out of their village.
They're a nuisance.
No, I mean, well, Jack and the Beanstalk.
There you go.
Right, Jack climbed the beanstalk to go to the clouds. Like he didn't need to. He's going to see them. You know, maybe Jack's a nuisance to them.
It would be if there were little people.
Second time you've done Jack and the beanstalk.
That giant. That is the key giant story for me.
If there were like little people, like the size, like relatively like this tall, that just lived amongst, that would suck.
You know,
I'm like this tall. This tall. I'm saying like.
Have you ever been to that place, Long Island?
What place?
It.
Oh, the artist colony you're talking about.
I don't know if that's what it's called. I don't know if I'm using the right word, but it's called Midgetville there, and it's
I know exactly
an awesome town. So. It's like they all, it's all houses that are small. All
it's for little people.
Yes. Is that real?
Where?
Yeah, I've been there.
It's one in Merrick.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
Welcome
to
the conversation.
We've been talking about it for almost 5 minutes.
Yeah, I'll look this up.
Look at that face.
Whibsy.
Giants bore me. I'm bored of giants. I always thought I'd watch like some History Channel show though that was like. David and Goliath are the most famous giant ever. But they're like, Goliath was probably just some guy that was like the size of Shaq. So it wasn't like a 20-foot person. It was just like a 7-foot dude, which is still interesting. But it's definitely a Loch Ness Monster. Anything that's like below the water, that's mysterious and awesome. Love that.
It's very true. Now we have the 8 seed versus the 9 seed. The 8 seed is the Jersey Devil, which I've known obviously from the team, but like I never heard the legend before until I had read it. It's a creature often described as a flying biped with hooves. There are many variations. The common description is that it's a bipedal kangaroo-like creature with a horse or goat-like head, leathery bat wings, small arms with clawed hands, horns, and legs with cloven hooves or and a fork or pointed tail. And it moves quickly and is often described as emitting a high-pitched, blood-curdling scream. Hate everything about that.
You know what's the thing that just popped in my head that's a real big miss by those scumbag Jersey Devils, actually?
What?
Is when they made the Devils, I think, 82 or 83, they had like a fan vote. What do they want the team to be called? Devils won the vote. Now, any crypto guy knows that the Jersey Devil is that. It's like this gross creature comprised of all these other different body parts.
Yeah.
And then the Devil's mascot's just like a classic Satan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're not historically accurate. Imagine how fun it would be to make a mascot just built of all different body parts.
Frankenstein.
Horses. Yeah.
It would be
just
sick.
The grossest mascot ever, but make him look cool.
I don't think they wanted the grossest mascot ever.
But it could be, no, it could be cool, like gritty. Like, it's,
they
like,
wanted like something
bad.
To sell t-shirts, stuffed animals to kids.
I don't know, like the Pelicans.
That's where they're scumbags.
Pelicans do that, like King Cake Baby. That thing's horrifying. See that?
I beat the shit out of the New Jersey mascot when I was in floor hockey. Like 7 years old, they would be like, oh, the New Jersey Devil's coming today. He would try to play with us. I would check the fuck out of him.
Bob, I was at a bar in Jersey last year waiting for the bathroom. And this guy goes, hey, what's up, Marty? So, hey, he goes, I'm the New Jersey Devil. I go, that's what? And he was like, yeah, I'm the mascot.
Oh, I was there.
I know.
Yeah.
And I was like, nice to meet you. I didn't know how to react to it. It's like, I was like,
oh my God.
I don't know what to say to you, but yeah.
I've seen him without the head on.
The devil. I saw him, but I was kind of hyped up when I came back. I was like, the devil's here.
So the Jersey Devil is going up against the number 9 seed, which is the Minotaur. Another one submitted a lot. People love the Minotaur. It is a half bull, half man, for those who maybe do not know.
What?
The man is, everything up to here is like a huge jacked man, and then the head is a bull. So I'll send you a picture of it in the chat.
Knock just as lame centaur. As a fucking centaur.
Yeah, knock off centaur.
So lame.
I think of a Minotaur in Anchorman 2 when they do the fight in Anchorman 2.
Yeah.
That's my last Minotaur thought.
Which are also role models.
Yeah. The energy drink, yeah.
There was a wrestler that was a Minotaur, something like that, and he wore the fucking head, one of the biggest gimmicks of all time that just everyone hated.
But so the Minotaur, in theory, is cool. He lives in the labyrinth, like the center of the maze that you need to navigate through, and then if you get through, you need to fight him in order
to get Coneheads. That's the end of Coneheads, the movie.
Bam. Dude, they're scary looking as fuck, I think, anyway. So the Minotaur versus the Jersey Devil, Wibsy.
Yeah, the Minotaur's got the big axe in the maze. I think the maze makes it cooler, you know what I mean? If the Minotaur wasn't in the maze, I don't really care. The New Jersey Devil, I watched something on History Channel about that one time where it just like kind of comes out of the trees and gets you. Kind of reminds me of the Jeepers Creepers bad guy. So whenever I'd leave my friend's house at like midnight when I was like 12, I'd be terrified that the Jersey Devil was going to come down and get me. It's Jersey Devil. I'm still scared of it.
You know what I just thought of, and I don't know if this has probably been said before, like, you know, like a corn maze?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Corn is also called maze, right?
Yeah. Oh.
What the fuck?
Maze.
I don't know why I never. That's probably been. That
never hit my brain.
Why? Oh, I thought that's why they called it a. Like they did corn.
I have
maze.
No idea. It probably is, and I'm just
bring tennis
stupid.
Balls with maze my friends maze. To make sure they find them.
What do you mean, like as
throw it up in the air?
Oh, okay, gotcha.
If you only make right turns, you keep your hand on the right, and you just only make right turns. I heard that you can get out of the maze.
You'll eventually get out.
Yeah. I don't know if that is that true.
It could be the longest possible way as well.
Right.
You also could just do the maze and get out too.
I have a real fear of corn mazes.
Fear?
Lost in it?
I just why?
Well, then you should be terrified of the Minotaur.
Why?
Well, that's my take on like scary things. Like why pay for something that's going to be awful?
He lives in a maze.
I've never
he been. Brings you to a maze that you the labyrinth that you need
They're
to
fine.
Solve.
I've been in them. They're fine.
Yeah, but like why like pay to get yourself frustrated? Yeah. Why pay for people like scare you?
Because you know why? Because your girlfriend likes to go apple picking, and that's part of it. They have the maze
apple
up front.
Great.
They have the apple picking so in the back. They have the maze in the front. You do the maze and makes them happy, and you live your life.
I would like to go to a corn maze, but
I'm terrified
just
of
to
it.
Like, yeah, to conquer it.
Okay, gotcha. So Wibsy's voting for the Jersey Devil.
Jersey. Also, Your Highness, whenever they fight the Minotaur and they cut his penis off, make a necklace out of it. That's good. Yeah, that's a good scene. That's a good movie. Underrated, I'd say.
Very underappreciated. Robbie?
Easy New Jersey Devil. The New Jersey Devil is the cryptozoology version of New Jersey. Melting pot. You're taking a bunch of fucked up people, a bunch of fucked up things, you're mashing them together, and then you got this thing that you would probably cross the street if it was coming.
I thought you hated the Devils.
I hate the Devils because I grew up in Jersey
right.
as a Rangers fan. They would be the ones talking shit to me the next morning. It's kind of your Mets fan.
Yeah.
I hate the Devils, but the Jersey Devil himself, that's a Jersey staple. That's a Jersey legend. That's something I read about in Weird NJ my entire life. You drive past a forest too late, it's like the Jersey Devil might fucking get you.
I don't think I knew that the New Jersey Devil was like a thing.
Oh, it's a huge thing in Jersey, at least.
Glennie.
See, that's what I was actually just about to piggyback off of Robbie on that. I've heard about the Jersey Devil my whole life. I like that it's local. I've read about it a bunch. New Jersey's got to do a better job of marketing the Jersey Devil.
For real.
Yeah. Seriously, dude, because like Tommy didn't even know he was a thing. He just thought that was a hockey team.
Oh, just a hockey team.
Me too.
I'll
for a long time.
I'll go back to the
here.
Board and let him know.
No, they you got to. I know you're up there high up in the New Jersey board.
I am.
It's like you, Kendall Feeney, all that jazz. They're giving a highway after you soon.
Christy.
Yeah. Put you right next to you.
Bruce. But yeah, they just got to do a better job of marketing it. But being a cryptid guy, I'm going with Jersey Devil. Jersey Devil's cool. I'm a fan of the Jersey Devil.
Very cool. If you haven't seen it, look up a picture of it.
Yeah, it's like they say the red eyes. You see the red eyes at night.
Sending some pictures in the chat for those who haven't seen it before. Another one for the New Jersey Devil. It is 3-0, Tommy.
Yeah, now knowing the idea of the New Jersey... Minotaurs do nothing for me. They do nothing for me in any way. Knowing that the New Jersey Devil is like this, you know, little folks tale or whatever in Jersey growing up, little kids being scared of it. I like that. So I'll go with the Jersey Devil.
Something homey about it.
I like that as well. A local demon.
Yeah. Marty?
Shout out Nicky Mush. Devils. Step man for the Devils.
Stell Blue Coffee's new can lattes are here. Crafted with 100% Colombian coffee, each can is a good source of protein and comes in two smooth flavors, espresso cafe mocha and espresso sweet cream. And whether you're braving your morning commute or chasing your pup, Stell Blue cans are for those always on the go and for those who care. Stell Blue is more than just great coffee. It's about giving back. I named the brand after my rescue dog, Stella, who inspired our mission to help more dogs find their forever homes. Every purchase supports animal rescue organizations, so when you drink Stella Blue, You're not just fueling your day, you're saving a dog's life. Try the new cans today. Taste the difference and make a difference. All new Stella Blue coffee canned lattes now available at stellabluecoffee.com or subscribe on Amazon for 10% off.
That's literally it. I also don't like two things mixed into one.
That is, yeah, that is pretty much the Minotaur. Although I think based on the description of the Jersey Devil, it's like 18 things mixed into one.
That's fine.
Yeah. Okay.
If it's just like two, I don't like two, where it's like, pick one.
The Jersey Devil is repulsive.
No chance. Is you put in the chat?
Yeah, it is.
I didn't even know any about that.
It's gross.
It's really gross. It's like,
wow.
These aren't even the scariest depictions. Like, some of the depictions are
That's awesome. Yeah. Because this is just a guy that's fucked up.
Poor New Jersey Devil not getting enough publicity.
Yeah, like, there's a reason that he's so angry.
There's also a reason why
he's living in Jersey.
He did not pick this as the...
Whoa.
What the fuck?
Yeah, like, he's supposed to be in the Pine Barrens.
Like it there.
It's a little barb.
It is crazy, though.
Okay, these two, that's like scary as fuck.
I mean, would you ever live in New Jersey?
Yeah, I actually once famously said in a car ride with a few of my friends that New Jersey is the most underrated state in America.
Wow.
I think it's a great state.
I think it's the most versatile state.
They love trashing it. They love being like, oh, Jersey, the armpit of America. It's like, New Jersey's pretty good. It's close enough.
It is weird,
though.
In Long Island, it was like put into our brains that it is the worst
thing. It was, yes.
Mm-hmm. And guess what? New Jersey is just Long Island in a different direction.
I think New Jersey is way better than Connecticut.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
I mean, part of the conversation.
I mean, literally, yeah. I mean, New Jersey is literally just Long Island. That's connected to the mainland USA. That's it.
Yeah. Connecticut people decide, do I want to steal New York's identity or Boston's identity? That's what Connecticut.
And they also don't have real beaches.
Yeah.
That's true.
Connecticut, they're in the
same. Oh, yeah, no.
Those beaches are trash.
I think, New Jersey is basically Long Island with less traffic but worse roads.
I think New Jersey has more traffic than Long Island.
No, they got way more lanes on that road.
No lefts thing.
On that one road.
You're also sandwiched between New York and Philly. You got the best of both worlds. New Jersey is awesome.
You also don't have to get out of your car.
You got the Pine Barrens. You got Atlantic City.
Pump gas.
Dang.
You just got to... It's illegal to get out.
Mountains. You know what? You want to hear a little crazy fun fact that I've learned?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
That the most southern tip of New Jersey is more south than the tightest part of Kentucky.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
Geographically?
Wow.
That's a good fact.
That's a great fact. Fact. Yeah.
That is good.
So there's a point in the country where Kentucky is more is like in the same north area as Jersey.
That's a good one.
Hmm. That reminds me of like Detroit Atlanta. Right,
Jersey does have a sneaky low point.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It goes past Philly. It's it goes below
it's
it.
Real low.
One of the greatest facts I've ever heard.
That reminds me of the Atlanta Detroit thing. So all Jersey Devils so far, and I'm assuming Clemmer.
Yeah, I think a Minotaur is like a lazy centaur. Like, I don't like that. It's like it's too similar. And I think Jersey Devils like a cool local story. So that's a win.
Fair enough. Now we have our 16 seed chain game. Starting out with the first option. I didn't want to see it. It's like one of the more if you go on the street, tell people like name a mythical creature, they'd probably name it. But it's just not that cool to me. The unicorn. I don't know if you guys have strong feelings about it.
Kind of lame.
I agree.
It's
that's why
it's lame. Classic. You know,
classic, but unicorn, yeah.
But
just a horse. It's girly. It's barely different than a horse.
It is very girly. The only non-girly thing about it would be Charlie the Unicorn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
my nieces are going as unicorns for Halloween this year. I have to dress as a unicorn for Halloween. I'm not looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Hibs.
Good Uncle.
Yeah.
Uncle Hibs.
A good unicorn, though.
Yeah, I was like, they sent the costume, and I was like, oh, God. I did Bluey one year, and that was fine, but a unicorn?
So I didn't want to include too many humanoid type of mythical creatures, but I did include elves. Some people like elves.
Elves are cool.
I like elves a lot.
I like elves.
I like elves a lot.
It depends on. There's multiple different elves. There's different types though. Like the Lord of the Rings elf is different than like the Christmas elf.
I like Santa.
I like Christmas elves.
You like small elves that are like Santa slaves, basically.
Yeah, I like.
Well, yeah, elves hate Santa.
They have to.
No, it's a love hate. It's a love.
No, they must.
No, it is. No, it's a love.
I don't like thinking like that.
I don't know.
No, on Christmas they love Santa. But those days leading up, they're talking mad.
Like, but they don't have. They work 5 days a year.
No, it takes a long
working
time.
Working year round
job. That's that you can't.
Yeah. Are you diminishing the work ethic of the elves?
They get one day off a year.
They literally have to see all year if you're naughty or nice. You think Santa's doing that?
Fair. They are checked, but they're not building the toys.
It's the R.
They can't build the toys. You get people's Christmas lists.
How do you think Toys R Us gets the toys?
You can't build the toys if you get the Christmas list.
How do you build the toys at Toys R Us? Who builds those?
It's not made to order on Christmas.
Don't do it. You want to do that so bad?
Is there a movie depiction that treats the elves as hating Santa?
They're, in Futurama, they do. It's pretty funny. But that's
yeah, that's a funny idea for like even a
great
movie.
Idea.
Like,
for...
like elves is that in Bad Santa or what? Vince Vaughn? Did it kind
Fred
of
Claws? Him? You mean
Fred yeah, Claws? Yeah, I think is
they're more like
I'm thinking
like,
of Fred Claws. Before.
They're more like sarcastic. I think in
yeah.
Fred Claws.
I haven't seen Fred Claws in a bit. Giamatti yeah. Santa in that one.
Giamatti is Santa.
Yeah. Yeah. Kevin Spacey.
In the modern legend of Santa Claus, elves build all of the toys at Santa's workshop in the North Pole. They are his employees and assistants, but they don't get paid.
Oh,
so they are
get
his,
paid
I mean,
joy.
They have free lodging. And yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
Throw the meal plan.
Miss Claus probably making banging desserts constantly.
yeah.
So elves, dwarves also on there, kind of similar to elves.
Yeah, I think it, yeah.
Those are just real people.
I thought dwarves.
No, were... we're talking about the Lord of the Rings type of dwarves. You know what I mean? Stubborn little miners. Okay, not mine. They mine oh. that mine stuff. They mine stuff. They mine ore out of the ground, gold, iron.
That one off a graphic.
Yeah,
like Snow White's dwarves, like those kind of. But those
no,
are
those
like...
ones suck. I'm talking like
they do suck.
Battle dwarves. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. I like those ones.
Wait, we don't.
I know
like
Jason's
the,
like fucking shaking
like
his boots. And he's pissed. They're getting dwarves getting disrespected.
Grumpy and tired and
stubborn.
It's
easy. That'd be annoying.
Yeah. Orcs also on there. That's another Lord of the Rings one. People like orcs. The Kraken, a big
Ooh,
one. People like the Kraken. Release the Kraken.
Release
all
Release the Kraken. Oh, yep. Great
Fat
phrase.
Fat Slob Gary Sanchez's nickname for a little bit. So that's soured for me that. In my head.
And then I wanted to combine these two because I feel like they're basically the same thing. Ogres and trolls. So it's kind of like a smaller, uglier giant. I didn't feel like it needed to be really cedar.
Shrek's an ogre.
I was going to say ogres and trolls fucking suck, except for Shrek.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But even he sucked until he didn't.
Nah, I was always kind of down
with
Shrek.
I am an ogre.
Yeah. Even when he sucked, I was kind of like, ah, fuck
it. Can you do that again, Glenn?
What?
Do that again?
I am an ogre.
Not bad.
Pretty good.
That's my Shrek.
Adjective Miss Swan.
Boy, that was good.
What can't this fucking guy do?
So versatile.
So the unicorn, the elves, dwarves, orcs, the kraken, or the ogre slash troll, Clemmer?
I'll go kraken.
Kraken?
Plus Seattle hockey team, kraken.
It is.
You know?
We do have a lot of
great name
team
for
mascots.
A hockey team.
It is, yeah.
I actually like their logo and colors, too.
Too. Yeah. I like the colors a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, too. Kraken.
Marty?
Elves.
Elves, no-brainer.
Elves, yeah. I mean, I think it got taken that I was anti-elf for a second. Again, I think they have a
you
decent...
said they work 5 days a week.
They have a decent
five
amount of time off.
It is a year.
Through the year.
How do you
I don't
know,
think they're doing
so,
much.
They're not teachers.
So wrong.
How, what 5 days? How? Where did you get that?
The majority of their work is done between Thanksgiving and Christmas when people start submitting their Christmas lists. Now, yes, do they have to keep a track on the naughty or nice? Yeah, but I'm sure that's in shifts. It's not that hard.
Some toys never go out of style. You still have to build those toys. You know,
it's like listen. Going to Chick-fil-A and they have the chick sandwiches ready because they know people are going to get that.
Yes.
You never know. I'm just saying.
Whips.
Yeah.
I'm just saying I think elves live a pretty good life. I like elves as well. I like the idea of them. I like the idea of the North Pole and Santa as a whole. I'm going elves.
So I looked it up. How many elves does Santa need to enslave to make toys for all the kids in the world? And they did like a, they made a full math function out of it. And they said that assuming that each elf is working 16-hour days and can make 4 toys an hour, you need 85,000 elves enslaved every single day working 16-hour days to make all these toys.
Doable. That's
horrible.
Amazon.
Doable. This is sad. I feel bad for elves.
It's 85.
Vote for them. Sympathy vote.
So another one for the elves.
Yeah, I guess the elves are on the Barstool calendar. They get the 5 days off.
5 days off. Yeah.
But, you know, I kind of like the idea of trolls and ogres. I've always loved Shrek. The idea of like a troll being a sad, misunderstood guy under the bridge is nice. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to go elves. You guys sold me on elves.
Another
Can
one.
Give us just a little more Shrek if ogres aren't going to move on. Just something else.
Get out of my swamp.
Donkey.
Nice.
Donkey.
Did it again.
What? What else does he say? What's another Shrek?
Get out of my swamp.
Get out of my... No, I can't.
I was Australian for a second, yeah.
Hey, let's go out on top.
You lost
let's
it.
Let's go out on top.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Kraken. I'm with Clever. Fiona. I like the Kraken. When they released the Kraken in Pirates of the Caribbean, all-time moment.
Hey, Release the Kraken is in Wrath of the Titans, I think.
I think that's there's
Liam
a Pirates of the Caribbean movie.
There's a Kraken,
it, though.
There is, but they don't say that line. The line is Liam Neeson.
No, but when they release
okay,
it.
Okay.
All-time moment.
Yeah.
Kraken, so sick.
Yep. Another one for right now. We're 3 to for elves, 2 for Kraken. Whibsy.
There's different versions of the Kraken. There's one that I don't really like. It's kind of like a bird type thing with like a beak almost, bird beak. Like an octopus kind of.
They call the Kraken like Cthulhu?
Cthulhu? I think that's
is that a different thing?
Right,
it's different. That's like an intergalactic thing, I think.
True.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Kraken, though.
Kraken. Oh, shit. Okay, so Jason is in the booth today producing, and he is a big, I know well enough to know he's a very big fantasy guy. Which one are you going with?
It's got to be a Kraken. I mean, that thing's just cool as shit. giant squids. Fuck yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Giant squids.
Sick. Oh, another thing in the sea where you're like
a bunch of fucking Kevin Spacey.
Well, it's another thing where you're like maybe it's in the ocean somewhere.
What's a Kraken do?
Destroys pirate ships.
It, like, roams the seas and, like, destroys.
Well, they work 5 days.
Just emerges.
Well, also, I believe, like, the whole release the Kraken thing, like, it can be tamed. You can have a Kraken on your fucking side like they got dragons in Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm. I don't like the boat.
So the Kraken is going to move on and go up against number one seed. We kind of mentioned it a little bit earlier. Probably one of the most popular mythical creatures in the world. The dragon, which, and I like Glennie's point before, the dragon, it's in every culture across the world, unconnected societies, all of this shit. I like to think it's almost like, do you ever see that Matthew McConaughey movie, Reign of Fire? Mm-hmm. And Christian Bale?
Yeah, like a futuristic dragon movie, right?
It's like a movie where like all the dragons are like all kind of dormant and very deep in the recesses of the earth, and we kept like mining, looking for oil, and we accidentally woke them all up, and they all came out and took over the world
classic
again.
Classic libs worried about us destroying the world.
Yeah, but dude, they came out and they just killed everyone. And then
a good movie?
I like it.
I haven't heard of it at all.
I haven't seen it
either.
You never seen that either?
You stay away from it.
Seems like a movie I'd like.
They all live in cats. They all like after the dragons come out and kill everybody like on the planet, they all start going back to like a feudalism society. Okay. So they're all hiding in castles in England.
Oh man.
And then Matthew McConaughey shows up in an Abrams tank and a bald head and an axe, and he's like, "I'm gonna kill your dragons for you, baby." And like he just like goes crazy.
Sell me on this movie. I'm not gonna
Lie. Look past the liberal messaging and it's a good movie.
There's a scene where Matthew McConaughey jumps off of a 20-foot tall story with an axe in his hand to attack a dragon. It's fucking crazy.
McConaughey and Christian Bale.
Christian Bale, and I think a couple other people too. Yeah.
Gerard Butler?
Dude, I'm telling you, it's people should watch this movie. So the Kraken is going up against the dragon, Old Whimsy.
Yeah, the Kraken, like I said, I don't like the octopus kind of thing. I do like the mystery of being under the sea, but dragons are top notch. They're so cool. Scales or dinosaurs, basically. Dinosaurs rule.
Mm-hmm.
Dragon.
One for dragon.
I love the Kraken, but it's the dragon. Dragon's so fucking sick.
Two for the dragon.
I didn't realize that dragon would be number one, in all honesty. This is tough for...
Thank you for the honesty.
What?
Thank you for the honesty.
You're welcome. You're welcome. But, I mean, you gotta go dragon. They're just, this may be... I don't know if we're gonna get a cooler visual matchup than this, though.
Dragon.
Oh, the fight?
In real life, if there was a fight, a Kraken versus dragon.
It'd be sick.
Land versus sea.
I'd like to see that in one of these Thrones type shows.
Fire versus water.
Yeah, fire versus water. It'd be rock and roll.
That's right.
And that'd be sick.
He's kind of looking like you a little bit, Marty, right?
I confused him for you the other day.
I feel like he's like almost like purposely trying to look as much like you.
I think so, too.
Back in your flow, bar for bar.
Mm-hmm. Listen.
Like a Marty Mushaween cup.
Yeah, I don't think it's...
That was not an insult, unless you're taking
it. It's from a distance.
No,
but I made the same mistake.
Saying insult. Yeah. I'm saying more, it's not. It's a look you should not be going towards.
Three for dragon right now, Tommy.
Yeah, this isn't one of those 16-1 games where it's like close. This is the dragon comes out, it lays its nuts on the Kraken. I like dragons. My cousin Mark has a tattoo of a dragon on his arm. When I was a kid, I always thought that was really cool. Dragons, easily.
Another one for dragons, Marty.
You know why I love dragons? Chinese New Year.
Yeah.
Unbelievable when they dress up as a dragon, like
the like
dragon dance,
10-person long costume.
Oh my god, they are incredible when they are running in the streets doing that. It's unbelievable.
And me and Marty's Arena Football League team, and Tommy and Kedjack, all four of us Long Island guys, we used to have the New York Dragons.
My substitute teacher was the kicker for the Dragons.
Really?
It was like in middle school. That was the coolest thing ever. We're like, this guy is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
He sucked. Bad kicker.
Underrated that the Islanders just took their mascot.
Yeah.
Great. Oh my god, I didn't
even think about that. That's crazy.
The dragon is just still the Islanders' mascot.
That's exactly why the Islanders will always suck.
They just have him dragon as their mascot.
Oh my god, I didn't even think of that.
So
wow,
they do the dragon dance at Chinese weddings, and my father-in-law is going to do it at our wedding.
Oh,
he is so pumped up about
it. Yeah, that's huge.
He hasn't had to do it since like her sister's wedding a long time ago. So like he's like, oh, I got the thing ready. I'm pumped up. We're ready to go. And it looks. I saw a video of it. It's incredible.
Yeah.
Clemmer.
Yeah, dragons. I mean, breathe fire. That's just cool.
Yep. The dragons can move on. On the other side, we have the 6 seed versus the 11 seed. Going to be a tough one for the horny boys here. 6 seed is the mermaid. So the mermaid's tough because, like, it's...
No pussy.
Yeah, that is... presents a logistical problem without a doubt.
No pussy.
and that's going up against the number 11 seed, which is the griffin. Another one submitted a lot. People love the griffin. It's a creature with the body, tail, and back legs of a lion, and the head and the wings of an eagle with talons for front legs. I'll send a picture.
Fantastic roller coaster named the griffin at Williamsburg Busch Gardens.
Is it?
What I think there's one. Is there not one?
You mentioned before? Bush Gardens? Was that where the Loch Ness is as well?
Bush Gardens in Tampa, yeah. That's African themed. And there's Virginia. A Bush Gardens in Virginia that's like Europe themed.
Virginia Bush Gardens is the best.
This is doing too much.
First ever flip roller coaster I went on was Montu at Bush Gardens in Tampa.
Huh. This is just.
That was, I think, one of the first ones I ever went on to.
Griffin's kind of lame.
Griffin's like a third grader's like art project.
Yeah, oh, yeah. It'll be an eagle. It
reminds
the,
me of like the Napoleon Dynamite.
Be a lion too.
I will say, I didn't even think of Griffin being on.
It was funny. Yeah. I'm laughing at you. Not everything has to be me just laughing because you. I think you're making fun of Clem. I thought it was funny what you did.
I mean, that's usually what we laugh at.
Even this is what.
No, this is why your shit is. This is why people hate you.
That was to Tommy, right?
As a topic.
I mean, that, you know, clarify.
Deserved.
Yeah. So now we have Mermaid versus the Griffin. The Mermaid, I think like the only big thing with the Mermaid is it like does the siren song to like lure sailors in. Yep. And then they like.
I think the other big thing is they're fucking sexy.
And they're sexy.
And they wear seashells over their necks.
There's literally a bird going against a pair of tits.
Yeah. it does make it kind of tough.
The seashells is just for like 20th century entertainment. I think there's no shells in the real mermaids. They run around, boobs flying.
Yeah. Clever?
Oh, mermaids.
Mermaids, no doubt.
If they don't have seashells, do you think their boobs are weird from not wearing bras?
No, I don't think
because gravity's not really affecting them.
Yeah,
water.
Oh, wow.
You didn't think about
Whibsy.
I've
thought about this a lot.
This is why we podcast, boys.
Yeah. So one for Mermaid from Clemmer.
Mermaids can be people, right? Like when they're out of the, like, don't they have to be back in the water at some point?
That was only after like they did a wish. That's how she like became
Splash, right? Or Splash? No, Splash. Yeah,
the Little Mermaid.
Was a mermaid
as well.
And she got figured out.
I don't know.
It's like they did magic to turn into a regular woman.
The Little Mermaid, I believe, turned into a real woman but couldn't talk then.
Yeah, that was like
lost the ability to talk.
Well, no, she got her voice stolen, but that was later on.
It was under the sea.
Yeah.
Atta boy.
She's talking to Prince Eric, you know?
I think she talked to him until she went to land. I don't know.
I think it's
been so long since I've seen the movie.
I think it was she gave her like, hey, for a day you can go on land and you'll have legs and all this shit. And she went and like talked to him and stuff. And then like, but like, hey, if you go over 24 hours, then I'm going to steal your voice.
Yeah.
I think that was
her voice and put it in a little shell.
Yeah, something like
my
that.
My niece has a shell and it plays music and she just plays it 24/7.
So one for Mermaid Marty.
Vibs is in hell with
these costumes.
Yeah, it's rough.
Unicorns and seashells.
Like, they love the Little Mermaid and they're obsessed with her. And like, how do you know stuff about the Little Mermaid? And it's like, I don't know how to tell her. Like, when I was six, I was horny for the Little Mermaid. Like, that's how I became a man.
I don't like the. I think you're doing too much with that thing,
Griffin.
Yeah, like,
whoa, Glenny just sent us a picture of a mermaid with
big
naturals. Oh my god, those things are huge. Right,
that's at the podcast. Mermaid wins.
The mermaid just is rocking them.
I like the one. I like Kendrick's one too.
Yeah. Which one, Marty? Do you like? I'll put these on the YouTube version too and censor them. Marty,
what?
Mermaid versus Griffin? No question.
Mermaid.
Tommy, do I even need to count your?
Easy. I mean, the Griffin, I'm not even the biggest mermaid guy. Again, no pussy. I don't love blowjobs. So what am I going to do with it? I'll knock those things around, I guess. But the Griffin is like.
What does that mean?
The Griffin's the most made up, like, child. Like, oh, to put all this together, give me those sexy, sexy mermaid titties.
Fuck this.
Tommy's first impression of breasts is going to knock him around.
I'll slap those bad boys around.
At those
bad,
yeah.
These are incredible. Glenny?
Bag.
Yeah, I mean, a Griffin. Couldn't care less. One has literally the coolest thing to ever exist on our planet, and that's boobs. So it's
to be honest, I forgot the Griffin was even on this. I thought we were talking mermaids.
Robbie,
mermaids,
mermaids, Boobsy,
mermaids,
mermaids. There was another episode of Futurama about where like Fry dates a mermaid, and like they come together. He's like, "I'm gonna live under the sea from now on. You guys all leave." So he stays, and then they're about to fuck, and then he's like, "Wait, you don't know how to do this, do you?" And he's like, "Yeah, dude, we're supposed to fuck, but where's your? What about your? You have no pussy." And she's like, I'm supposed to lay my eggs and then you're supposed to jizz on them and then leave. And he's like, just immediately goes back up to the surface. He's like, I'm out of here. So it is a logistical problem here.
That mermaid is hot too. Mermaids are just hot.
So the mermaid and we're not counting mermen under that, right?
No.
Making sure. Just making sure. Next up, we have the 3 seed versus the 14 seed. The 3 seed, kind of similar, got the same shine thanks to Twilight, True Blood, all that. Werewolves got a lot of shine. Even from, same thing, like Underworld, I didn't even mention. That also got a lot of shine for vampires and werewolves.
Fuck with the werewolf.
And natural enemies. And that's going up against the number 14 seed. people, this is another one, I think, got a big shine. Zombies. People loved zombies.
Well, this is a good matchup.
Like I said, right after vampires, it went into zombies because of Walking Dead, and then they had a million zombie movies.
Exactly. And I do think that there's something primal in the dumb part of your brain that loves watching like post-apocalyptic zombie stuff. Like, like, I want to see how they survive. I want to see them in this jail trying
see
to...
some zombie heads get smashed like watermelons.
Yeah. Seeing like them putting together defenses, trying to stop a horde, all that. Mm-hmm. It looks fucking awesome.
I did Living Dead. I just watched that a couple weeks ago. So good. So good.
Still so good.
Never seen it.
Oh, it's incredible. It's
I'll add it to my
classic.
List.
Yeah.
It's Criterion Collection, too, if you're looking to.
Sure.
Yeah.
I think if you want to have your brain fucked, watch Day of the Dead. That one
that
fucked
is,
me up for life.
That is wild.
Like, actually, like, haunted my nightmares. Yes. It was that fucked up.
All right. Not going to watch that.
Yeah. Whibsy.
Man, this is tough. I like werewolves. I think they're very cool, but zombies are incredible with the all the classic movies. In the post-apocalyptic world, there's something about living in a post-apocalyptic world that's cool.
Zombies. Yeah. That's right, Wibsy. One for zombies?
I'm with Vibs. I like werewolves, but zombies, I look back at my life, I loved The Walking Dead. I was so into it until, you know, Glenn died. That was the end of that show for me. But for seven seasons, I was locked in every Sunday night. Nazi Zombies, the video game.
Yeah.
So many memories made with friends online playing that. The video games, the movies, the TV shows, zombies are great.
Yep.
Did you read the comic?
The Walking Dead?
Yeah.
The first, like, eight volumes, probably? Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, it was good, right?
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome comic.
It lost its way at the end, but it was good.
Yeah.
It also
but, like, even, like, the comic going into the winters that the show couldn't do because they shot in Atlanta and shit, and the black and white art. Phenomenal.
Really good. Yeah. Yeah, if anyone's, like, looking for something to read, those graphic novels are great. Yeah.
It spawned, like, 18 different spinoffs. Like, they have, like, Rick and Michonne.
Still live.
Bro, Daryl was in Paris right now.
Yeah, no, it's crazy.
Yeah.
I was only complaining about this to my family the other day because I left Penn Station and there was a big sign. Daryl was literally in fucking France.
You went home to your family and complained that
someone mentioned The Walking Dead, and I was like, bro, Daryl's in fucking France. I'm pretty sure Maggie is now dating Negan, the guy who murdered her husband.
Yes. That's fucked.
It's the most ridiculous. It aggravates me so much because I just love Walking Dead too. And
I love Walking Dead. The first like three seasons of Walking Dead are fucking awesome.
If you were to tell me 10 years ago that Maggie is now banging the dude that brutally smashed Glenn's head in with a baseball bat, and Daryl is still alive and in fucking France.
Why is that such an issue?
It is crazy. How do you get to France? There's no plane.
They got a helicopter or something.
And flew,
a plane.
Yeah.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, I saw it in the trailer.
Okay, because I swear to God, I thought in the trailer I saw him like in like an almost a Castaway esque raft that he made his way in France.
In the trailer, it looks like he takes a plane.
The Book of Carol.
Who's the girl with the short hair? Carol?
Yeah, Carol, yeah.
Yeah, she's like talking.
Michonne's still
have
alive?
They romanced yet?
Yeah, Michonne's cool.
Fucking no.
Isn't like Rick still alive too?
Rick is still alive, I think. He almost died and then he was still alive. Same as
Negan. Like, did AMC just give Andrew Lincoln like $1 billion?
Dude, he stopped appearing in any other movie or any other
thing. Almost positive like, they gave him $1 billion.
Like a lifetime, you can't do anything else. You're just Rick now.
What's his name? Norman Reedus can't cut his hair because of the role.
That's right.
Like, who's still... Does anybody know anyone that still watches these shows?
No.
Dude,
God,
he's
no.
Guess his net worth, Andrew Lincoln.
$30 million,
but off of one show.
That's a lot.
That's insane. He was making $700,000 an episode of Walking Dead. That's crazy.
That is crazy.
He really like does nothing else. He's just Rick.
And there was Fear of the Walking Dead too. There was like a million of these things.
I'll be right back. I'm gonna pee and run away from zombies.
So right now we're two for zombies, Glenny.
That was my problem. I was gonna say with Bob as well. I've actually enjoyed werewolf stuff. I think it's a really cool story. The whole idea of it. Remember that? Like, what was the movie with Benicio? Was it called The Wolfman or just the werewolf?
Yeah.
I actually remember seeing that movie and liking that movie. Yeah. That movie rocked.
I love Teen Wolf too. Michael J. Fox.
Yeah. It's a great movie.
Kind of like similar really to like, good. Beauty and the Beast storyline, which I think is cool.
Yeah.
But sorry.
No. I was gonna say the guy in Teen Wolf in the end scene when they're celebrating like the final goal or whatever, and the guy is just hanging dong. There's a guy in the bleachers that whips his dick out, and it's in the background. I think they edited it out since. But
I don't think I've ever seen that. That's crazy.
Yeah.
But Bob stole exactly what I was gonna say. Like I hate what Walking Dead became, but it was one of my favorite shows. I loved Walking Dead for like five seasons, and Nazi Zombies was literal some of my seminal moments in my life. Like just thinking about playing the original Nocturne Titan right now.
Ugh.
Running the what do people call that, the swirl or something?
Yeah,
you have one guy run around in circles, then you get the ray gun and mow him down.
You would like make like a horde basically, and then like, turn.
We had a name for it. Fucking
like everyone
had punching things, the Wonder Waff. I mean, I want to play Nazi Zombies now.
What do you call it?
The rice.
The jug machine and all that shit.
Yeah.
Is Nazi Zombies coming back in the new one?
I think it's been back, but they've just been making it. I mean, now, I think there was one where you're like JFK and like... on like on the moon or something.
Yep. All in.
Got absurd. Right. But the first two, Nocturne Titan and Dereese, unbelievable.
Yeah. Yep. So you're going to go with zombies.
I'm going to go with zombies out of respect to them.
Three I for think zombies. We're sleeping on werewolves. Zombies, oh, whatever, I get it. They're dead. They come back to life. I never got into The Walking Dead. I think it's more creative, the story of a werewolf. You know, you got whatever, full moon, blah, blah, blah. There's a little more that goes into it. I appreciate the creativity. I think zombies kind of basic. They're dead. They come back to life. And I really like the movie Teen Wolf. So I'm going to go with werewolves.
I feel like Tommy's the guy in the zombie movie that's been bit. And he hasn't told anyone.
You would never tell anyone if you were bit. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Why would I? To help. You guys would kill me.
You would you would be like patient zero. Anyway.
And you could hurt them.
No, well, I'd roll the dice. Yeah, of course. Maybe I didn't get bit. Maybe I can beat it.
You would hide it. You would be the one guy everyone was like, oh, no, him? Oh.
Why are you sweating so much? Oh, yeah. I'm good.
I guess. Yeah, when's that?
Last of Us?
Yeah, when's that coming back?
I believe not later this year. I think next year.
Or next year, 2025.
Yeah, next year at some point.
So werewolves, if you get bit?
Werewolf is, I think you need to be bit on a full moon.
Correct.
By a wolf?
Well, by a werewolf.
Right. They only become werewolves on a...
But you only become
werewolves. Kill a werewolf is silver bullet.
Yeah.
There's so many rules with these things. So a lot that goes into it.
Werewolf.
I'm going to go with zombies, though, because I like to Call of Duty zombies with my friends.
Yeah.
That was honestly like the best to look forward to as like in high school. Or...
I would actually venture to say that was the best video game experience.
Ever.
Yeah.
Like just going home with the boys and being
peak
like,
of zombies, was zombies, my favorite, I think.
Zombies tonight. And you just sit there for hours.
Sit on the catwalk on the rise, two guys kneel down, two guys up, and you're just
fucking. Yeah, he's got down. It. He's
that's
got
the
it.
Best
holy
thing
shit.
Ever. And I hate zombies, but that's
I want to play zombies right now.
Me
oh
too.
My God.
Like, I love. Why don't we play zombies still? Is it like, can you get it on.
I don't
Xbox
know if
still?
You can get it.
New Black Ops is about to come out. There's got to be zombies on that. I mean, I want to play
that. They've had like recent
one.
What, Robbie? Are you serious?
I'm pretty sure.
I just said I think they can do that. Well, you were gone.
I think they do have like current sarcastic. Zombies. It's like they're like absurd. I think there was one where it was like
Wibs.
Like, there was one where like Freddy Krueger was in it or something.
Yeah. They did all that shit.
Yeah, they're so it's insane now. I want to play Dereese or Nocturne Titan. Yeah.
Wait,
I'm with you.
Does this bring back the wave?
Oh my god.
Yes. This is like
I brought me back way too far.
Mystery box, buying the pack a punch.
Can you become more zombie sounds?
And you just have snacks.
When you teleport
and control is greasy as fuck. You got chips all over it. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Your mother's yelling at you to go to bed. Oh,
this is what
not now, Ma.
Was Left 4 Dead mentioned as well?
I loved Left 4 Dead.
Very fun.
Awesome game. Left 4 Dead was one of my favorites.
Witch.
That's probably up there for like my top. Up there for like a top 10, 5 game for me ever.
Agreed.
Left 4 Dead 2, too, they have the pots and pans.
Yeah.
That was awesome. You know, I'll always remember.
Oh, my God. That's the box, right?
Yeah. What about the release the hound?
Oh, yeah. Oh, the chills. Chills, Robbie.
What was the gun? The best gun?
The ray gun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, man. Yeah. When you got that, so you were.
MG42 Browning, pack a punch.
Yep.
Oh, lying to your friend saying you were going to buy the next area, and then you go to the fucking mystery box.
And they're like, no.
I will always
remember. We got to play.
I was 12 years old one day, and we were at basketball practice, and my one buddy, Frank, finished the game first, and nope, this was before the internet, no one knew what it was. Yeah. He was like, guys, I finished the campaign, and then the screen just goes black, and these zombies attack. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? It was enchanting.
Oh, those...
I think for the first time, it was enchanting.
This is going to make it so hard for zombies to lose, but
yeah, for zombies. Just change it to Nazi zombies.
Specifically Nazi zombies, yeah. Clemmer?
So Teen Wolf, you brought up, which is a very good movie. I like it a lot. But there's also a movie called Wolf with Jack Nicholson and Michelle Pfeiffer. It came out in the 90s where Jack Nicholson becomes a wolf, like a wolf man. It's terrible. And then
is Teen Wolf the movie where everybody was surfing?
Yes.
In the USA.
Styles is on the van surfing. He's
I don't know why that stuck with me as a kid. I thought it was
stuck with me, too. It was on HBO all the time growing up. It came out when I was four. Like, it was on, but I'm glad it stuck around.
Permeated, yeah.
But I'm going to go with zombies. I love, like, apocalyptic stuff. I love Walking Dead. I love reading the books. The first two seasons of the show were really good. I like Zombieland. That's a good movie.
Oh, very good movie.
That was a good movie.
And,
28 weeks later, although they're technically not undead, I still kind of consider them.
I consider those zombies.
Yeah, they
I consider,
they
like, were we just talking about the HBO show? I'm sorry.
The Last of Us?
Yeah, that's to me, that's zombies, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, they're definitely zombies. Yes.
Yes. Oh, that's zombies.
I know they're not small, like, but they are, right?
That shows liberal propaganda.
Do you consider World War Z zombies?
Yeah, for sure.
Or are they more distinct?
That's what the Z stands for.
Yeah, what, the Z was the disease.
Just different types of zombies.
It's a good book, by the way.
Did they ever die?
Great book.
In the movie.
Great book. Has nothing to do with
the movie.
What kind of... What kind of zombies do you prefer? Do you prefer the slow walking, like kind of stumbling zombies, or you like the fast paced? Like,
there's a trade off. There's
a
trade off.
Walking Dead is my favorite version of
zombies. Yes, I agree. Yeah. I thought their depiction was very good. It, like, brainless enough where you can kill them unless you get surrounded.
There's usually a trade-off, right, where it's like the fast ones can naturally die, like if they don't eat, but then the slow ones just live forever until you kill it.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the trade-off.
Yeah. I am
like
legend
the World War
fast,
Z ones,
right?
When they make the fucking human wall. I hate that because they're all just so absurd.
Yeah.
It's like yeah.
I am legend is supposed to be like vampires, though, right?
Yes. They're supposed to be like undead vampires.
Right.
Yeah.
They are kind of zombie mind,
vampire.
Zombie.
Yeah.
They can't go in daylight. Remember, like they like burn or whatever.
Right,
yeah. Ultraviolet light.
True.
But Bold War Z, if you guys, if I don't know if any book readers or anything, but like, this book is amazing.
Book's fantastic. The movie is.
It has nothing to, it's not even close to related to, like, no, I don't even think there's a same character
name. I'll
read
the book instead of watch the movie.
It is such a good book.
It's really good. It's like an oral history, but it's obviously about zombies, so it's fictional. But it's
my favorite one is like, do you remember when they talk about like North Korea?
Yeah.
Like, and they're like, North Korea, like, they just shut down all their communication with the outside world. And like, after ever the world is cleaned up from the zombies and everything, no one wants to go and check North Korea because everyone is hidden in bunkers. So like, we open this up and there's going to be like 50 million zombies in these bunkers, or we open up and there's a bunch of angry North Koreans that are just going to mow us down.
Yep.
So they just left North Korea alone, didn't tell them that the zombies were gone. It was crazy. But yeah, so zombies is going to be on, moving on with a pretty clean one. Now we have the number 7 versus the 10 seed. The 7 seed is the Yeti. The Yeti is different from Bigfoot, which we'll talk about later. The Yeti is specifically an ape-like creature that is purported to inhabit the Himalayan mountain range in Asia. It's in Western popular culture. The creature is commonly referred as the abominable snowman. So not the same as Bigfoot. The Yeti is going up against the number 10 seed, the leprechaun. The leprechaun, people like the leprechaun, brings you to gold. He's a little rambunctious little guy. He has a very shitty cereal, in my opinion. But like the leprechaun is, people know. So the leprechaun versus the Yeti, Clemmer.
Leprechaun's cool. Those leprechaun movies are funny. Leprechaun, the Yeti, this little man running around, kind of like the Celtics logo, lucky, like him running around. He's got the gold. I like looking for the gold, or he's got the gold. I like all that stuff. Leprechauns. Leprechauns are cool.
One for the leprechauns.
Yeti's a knockoff Bigfoot. I don't give a fuck about a Yeti. Leprechauns, when I was a kid, I would always convince myself on St. Patrick's Day I was going to catch a leprechaun. Our school, I think somebody would, maybe a teacher would run around and say, oh my God, I saw the leprechaun. I was like, I'm going to fucking find. There was like, I really thought leprechauns were real, and I really thought I was going to find one. And that childlike awe still sticks with me. So I'll go with leprechauns.
Also, obviously, remember the very famous video of like the, was it the Mobile, Alabama leprechaun, right?
One of the all time great viral videos.
Yeah. So another one for the leprechaun, Glennie.
very funny. I remember, this popped in my head for the first time in years. I don't even remember this, but I'm pretty sure my grandma, before she passed away, RIP, used to tell me that she saw a leprechaun one time when she was a kid. I don't know if she was kidding now, looking back on it, haven't really thought about that.
Probably.
But I'm assuming she was joking, but, in true fashion of a fan of Bigfoot and eccentric things, I'm going to go with Yeti.
With the Yeti?
I know it's definitely not a Bigfoot. It's a Yeti. It's a modelable snowman, but it's awesome. Himalayan mountains, kind of like near the Mount Everest would be.
Yeah.
It's like a snowy Bigfoot. I enjoy a Yeti. Mm-hmm. And also a great ride at Animal Kingdom.
Oh.
He has that great ride at Animal Kingdom.
You know every ride in America.
You do. You're a ride guy.
Yeah. Well, the Yeti one's awesome. You see it, he's in the, you pull up to it on the mountain, and then he's right there.
He pops up.
It's
kind
of new. It's like 10 years old, like 10, 15 years old. It's cool.
Yeah, it pops up when you like to do the reverse backwards.
Yeah.
You were puking while we went on that.
I was. And I was told right before I went into the Animal Kingdom bathroom to puke and maybe like relieve some other bowels, the tour guide said, don't worry. These doors are double enforced just in case all the animals escape. I was like, well, I didn't need to hear that right before going in there.
Like,
I know you're telling me it's safer in there, but no. I like the Yeti when they go meet him in Monsters, Inc. I believe that's the Yeti, right? And he's like nice to them in the snow and shit. Other than that, I'm kind of out on the Yeti.
The Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Wasn't that the Abominable Snowman?
Yeah.
Yes, that's the also
I
the
do
Yeti.
Do like that.
Yeah. So I guess depictions of the Yeti.
Kind of like the Wampa from Star Wars?
It is very much. Mm-hmm. The Wampa is a ripoff of the Yeti, for sure.
The Wampa's scary as fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I could vote for the Yeti.
Mm. You're going with the leprechaun. Three for the leprechaun.
I also had the thing that Tommy did, like, in school. Like, we would come back from recess. The room would be fucked up, and the teacher would be like, a leprechaun just escaped.
Yeah.
And that was like...
and I bought it. So I was like, how the fuck did we miss him? Why did we go to recess? So we could have seen the fucking leprechaun.
Whibsy?
Yeah, that was always fun, but I don't like leprechauns. I think they kind of suck. the Yeti, the Abominable Snowman. It's just like it's got that mystery, the snow, the cave up in the mountains. I like the aura of the Yeti.
Mm-hmm. I'll vote in place of Pooping Marty, and I will say the Yeti. I think the Yeti is very cool.
A phone call in there.
Oh, well, me? Was he really? I thought he was pooping.
I like Pooping Marty better.
Pooping Marty is way better.
Pooping Marty.
Pooping Marty.
He ever runs against Marty, Trump, we have Pooping Marty. I called him Special Marty.
Special Marty was way better.
Office election. Special guy.
So we're 3-3 now, Yeti versus Leprechaun. Jason?
It's a Yeti. I mean, anything that could kill me in a is just, it scores points. I want to fear for my life in day-to-day, you know, goings-on.
So, and I agree with that. Although the leprechaun in the movie Leprechaun is could definitely kill you.
Yeah. Nah, I could put that thing through. I could punt that thing 40 yards.
Like your shit, Jason.
Beat it to death with hammers.
That's right.
I would love to.
Yeah. So the Yeti is going to move on. Now we have the 2 seed versus the 15 seed. The two seed, the bracket.
I feel like Leprechaun should have just won 3-2 there, but that's okay.
Well, we need to place and vote, right?
I'm sad because if Marty was here, you know, Marty would have gone with Leprechaun.
You think so?
I don't know about that.
When he comes back, we can ask him.
You don't think so?
He might be a Yeti guy.
We got some time.
Marty's never heard of a Yeti.
No, he's heard of a Yeti.
I don't know about a Yeti cooler.
Yeah?
Yeah, he probably thinks it's a cooler.
That would definitely raise questions.
I think he thinks a leprechaun's cooler than a cooler.
We'll get back to it. We'll let him, if he comes back and you feel strongly about it, we can ask him about it. So now we have the 2 seed versus the 15 seed. The 2 seed is Bigfoot. Bigfoot, very different from the Yeti, although not totally. Large, hairy, mythical creature that inhabits the forests of North America, particularly the Pacific Northwest. I think we all think the same thing. It in the shroud of mist in a glen in somewhere in the Pacific Northwest Highway-ish area. Just like bounding off screen or off right off the get of the camera shot. And that's going up against number 15 seed. One of the all-timers, the Chupacabra. The Chupacabra is one I think we were all kind of feared a little bit as a kid because they talked about the Chupacabra a lot.
I'll be honest, I don't know exactly what it is. I got it all written. It's like, yeah.
It is literally goat sucker from Spanish. It is the legendary creature, or cryptid, in the folklore of the Americas. The name comes from the animal's purported vampirism. The Chupacabra is said to attack and drink the blood of livestock, including goats. Descriptions vary, but they say that it is a heavy creature, reptilian and alien-like, roughly the size of a small bear, with a row of spines reaching from the neck to the base of the tail. In the southwestern United States, it's depicted a little more dog-like. But I think that's one at least people all heard of before a lot, right?
Yeah.
Not really. I think it was not growing up.
It was in cartoons a lot for us growing up, I think.
I think there's like, Glenny could probably attest that there's like two versions of it. One's like just like a dog and it's kind of lame, but then there's one where it's like a little like gremlin and it's kind of cool.
Yeah, that's one thing that I've read about, a lot about is when they made the Chupacabra, people probably think it was just like very starving dogs.
Eating livestock. Yeah.
People were just, oh my God, that's Chupacabra. But yeah, I think it's Mexican origin and it's like Texas, Southwest, United States.
It just looks a lot like a dog.
It's almost like a non-aerial Jersey Devil, just gross thing. It's like a conversation of all the gross things.
Mm-hmm. It does look.
I feel like Tommy. I feel like that could be a rap lyric if it's a goat sucker. Be like, I'm the goat. Your girl's like sucking me. Call her Chupacabra. Or something.
Ooh,
like that.
Whimsy.
That's good. I'll whip something up there.
Yeah, yeah.
So Bigfoot versus the Chupacabra. Start out with you, Whimsy.
I'm gonna go Chupacabra. The little gremlin version of it. I think it's so cool. It's got fangs and it's just sucking blood. And Bigfoot, Bigfoot's cool. I like it, but the Chupacabra, El Chupacabra, it's just got a better name.
Yep, Chupacabra.
I'm gonna go with Bigfoot. I don't have much of a connection to the Chupacabra, and I haven't hunted Bigfoot in real life. There is a rumor that somewhere in Grand Theft Auto 5 there's a Bigfoot.
Oh.
Me and my friends would go online and we would just look around the forest. I don't think there ever was a Bigfoot, but it was so fun to be like, maybe it's in here somewhere.
Is there a difference between Bigfoot and Sasquatch?
No, I don't think so. Yeah.
Sasquatch is the same. So, well, technically, I believe Sasquatch is the Canadian version.
Oh, so little fun fact, indie movie called The Sasquatch Gang with Justin Long. Very funny. Yeah.
He's Canadian, right?
I think he is. Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Remember when the Sasquatch beef jerky mascot came in here?
Yes, it was terrifying.
I took a photo with him. Like, I was literally starstruck. Like, I loved Bigfoot so much.
Scary though. It was like eyes, is like human eyes of that mask. Ugh.
Yeah. Glenny.
Yeah. I mean, he's the godfather of this whole thing. There's no one like the Bigfoot. He's an icon. I was actually literally in Montana last week at a place called, I think it was Bigfoot National Park.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize I was in Bigfoot territory at first because for some reason I think of Bigfoot a lot in North Carolina. He's also in the Appalachian, North Carolina territory as well. But it was cool to just see like Bigfoot National Park and all that stuff. I've always loved Bigfoot. I'm a huge Bigfoot person. So, hey, speaking of, I do have a question for you, Bob, after we pivoted on that. You were saying Bigfoot GTA 5. Mm-hmm. Do you remember the myth of Ratman in GTA 4?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Man. Another thing what like that, now? Where it was another thing, everyone looked for him.
In the subways of Liberty City, like New York, their version of New York City, apparently there was a Ratman. And me and my friends would really spend out till 3 o'clock in the morning on a motorcycle in the subways just trying to find Ratman.
Yeah.
And we never found Ratman.
Don't think Ratman existed.
Mm. It's like the, I don't know if you remember this, but it was the hot coffee mod on GTA 3.
No.
I do remember.
Yeah, where there was a mod on the on some version of it where I forget how you installed it. Something very janky way to install it. And then like you could fuck hookers in the game. And it was like all anyone would talk about.
Couldn't you do that?
No, like it showed you on screen like nude you're fucking.
Oh wow,
like,
wow.
Very
wow,
R-rated.
No, I did not know
they
about
showed
that.
Nude strippers in GTA 4.
Yeah, no, but it's like
yeah, but supposedly this thing was supposed
no,
to
No, it's like
really
you're showing full on sex like a porn scene. Yeah. Like you're fucking them.
Love it.
So yeah, the 3 for Bigfoot, 1 for Chupacabra. Tommy?
Easy Bigfoot. I didn't even totally know what the Chupacabra was. I always remember, I think I was like 21, 22, went to Atlantic City with my friends. And my friend's now wife, girlfriend at the time, was like going to invite one of her college friends or something for a night. And she was like, I do got to like warn you guys like one thing. Like, she's like a big Bigfoot believer.
And you got a warning about it?
What? And she was like, yeah, like she goes to conventions. Like she's like, and I was like, is this even going to like come up? Like, why do I need to have this? She was like, if she brings it up, like, don't make fun of her. And I was like, I'm going to make fun of her if she brings it up.
Did it ever come up?
She never ended up coming.
Oh, okay.
I always remember being like, what an odd thing to have as a, like, just so you know, never did I think the next things out of her mouth was going to be like, she's all in on Bigfoot.
It would be fun to go to a convention. I bet it's probably a blast.
Well, it's fun to make a video at a Bigfoot convention.
I was thinking that too, yeah.
I think that guy, Andrew Callahan, did that recently.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, that makes
sense. Probably fun to go to.
Clemmer.
Yeah, there's a movie growing up in the 80s called Harry and the Hendersons.
Mm-hmm.
And John Lithgow was like the dad. It was a family. And the family found a Bigfoot. And the Bigfoot was like really kind. It was Harry, you know. And Harry was a great, great guy. And because of that, I've always kind of liked Bigfoots.
Mm-hmm. It was Bigfoot versus the Chupacabra.
Someone's trying to steal my credit card.
No.
Really. Yeah, pretty kind of cool, you know. It's locked now.
It was Ian. He's trying to steal your look.
Yeah. Dresses like you're trying to take your card.
So it's
Bigfoot versus Chupacabra.
What's a Chupacabra?
Exactly.
Oh, no, there. I think that's it.
And then also, just quickly, Yeti or Leprechaun?
Leprechaun.
Oh.
Do you feel strongly?
I love a leprechaun.
Clemmer knows you more than anyone. That was incredible.
So it was 3-2 leprechaun, and then Ken Jack said, all right, well, then I'll vote. Since Marty's not here, he voted Yeti, and then it went to Jason, who also voted Yeti.
Well, they like the cooler?
It's like, I think it's right there.
Wow. Is this what everyone was saying?
We said, sanctity of the bracket, I think leprechaun.
The Yeti is just Bigfoot, but in the Himalayas.
Did you know that?
I told you I don't look into any of this. I just know leprechauns are on Lucky Charms and at the end of the rainbow.
So that means that now Yeti.
He knows him.
I feel like I know this guy almost too well at this point.
We wrote a script and Marty came
said,
in and read it.
You wouldn't know what a Yeti was, but you know it was a cooler. And I said you would definitely vote for a leprechaun over it.
It was incredible. He picked it line for line.
That's exactly it. Yes.
So that means the leprechaun is now going to move on.
Yes. Wow, we changed it.
Yeah.
Justice for leprechauns.
Stop the steal.
Yeah. So now we have in the playoff first round, Loch Ness Monster versus the Vampire.
Ooh.
Clemmer.
Good matchup.
Vampire. Vampire, you know, I know Vampire gets kind of a bad rap here. Maybe we're kind of bored of it, tired of it, only because we've heard about it for so long, but only because it's such a great legend. Vampires are... We talk about like Bigfoot's probably the one, and Glennie, you're more of an expert in this than any of us, but like, I feel like vampires are right there. You know what? He always has good info. He knows his shit. But vampires, I feel like vampires is right there, like legend and lore.
Mm. One for...
Slayum's Lot's a really good book.
So, and not vampires? Great movie.
Know
yeah.
that.
Yeah, Stephen King's third book?
Yeah.
Really good.
And they just did a show on HBO about it, yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't...
I heard it wasn't good. Yeah.
Read the
book. The book
it's
is awesome,
good.
Yeah, I've heard.
Marty.
This is Vampire.
Versus Loch Ness.
Loch Ness.
Loch Ness Monster.
I like mystery more.
That's true. We don't know what it looks like, really, other than kind of like a brontosaurus, I think. Or what's the one with
like
the
giant snake neck? Or something, like a big eel.
Yeah,
a lot of people think it's like a almost like an egg, big egg-shaped body with like the four flippers and the long neck.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
The ride made you go upside down. I like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tommy.
I have to go catch a flight, so this will be my last vote. I will say Loch Ness Monster for the mystery aspect of it. If I had to vote for a winner, I think I'd probably just go through with Dragon, but... I'll leave it up to the boys.
three for Loch Ness, or two for Loch Ness.
Tommy, what about
safe
mermaid?
Travel. Safe travels.
Mermaid? Yeah. Oh. That's right.
What is the last thing? I hope I don't want the plane to crash, but if it does, I hope the last thing we ever hear him say is no pussy.
That was fucked up. Two for Loch Ness, one for vampire. Glennie.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, but Bigfoot's the godfather, Loch Ness is the godmother.
Oh.
Ooh. Ooh. I didn't know it was a girl.
I don't know why I do think that, but I do
Nessie?
Kind of equate it.
Right? Yeah, they call her Nessie.
Oh, yeah, Nessie.
That's probably why.
Yeah, I feel like Loch Ness Monster is more of like a mythological creature. The vampire is like a horror movie.
It's like a
monster.
Horror legend.
Yeah.
As opposed to a cryptid.
That's fair, I guess. Yeah. Right. It doesn't necessarily qualify. Maybe?
I was going to vote vampire, and I think I just got my vote swayed.
Ooh.
Wow.
Godmother. I'm going to go with Loch Ness. I really was, growing up, very interested in Loch Ness more than any other like mythological creature. I think there was like a Scooby-Doo episode or something where they see it in the water. It was something like that. I saw it in a cartoon once, yeah. Mm-hmm. And that kind of got me fascinated. Mm-hmm. So I'll go with Loch Ness.
Loch Ness, Whibsy.
Yeah, I love Loch Ness, but your boy a dog. So I'm going vampire.
Okay, I would like to clarify. Yes, not that anyone really knows. Loch Ness Monster is typically referred to as female. Visit Scotland and Loch Ness, they both refer to the monster as she.
Okay.
Nessie.
Yeah. Either way, Loch Ness is going to move on. So the Loch Ness Monster, after the sway, that would have been a vote for the vampire. That got swayed out of the way by Rob Fox.
Let's see if it was in Scooby.
It was.
And doing the Loch Ness Monster, 2004. I was 6, right in my age range. I loved it.
I'll guarantee almost every creature we've talked about today has been in an episode.
You're probably
like
right.
They take off the mask of Bigfoot like 8,000 times in Scooby Doo. So on the top, dragon versus the Jersey Devil, Fibsy.
Oh,
wow,
that's tough.
Good one.
Yeah,
dragons are cool, but the Jersey Devil is like, I don't know what it is. It's more mysterious, I guess. The dragons have been overexposed, maybe, but the I'm terrified of the Jersey Devil. I'm not afraid of dragons, so I'm going to go Jersey Devil.
One for the mystery of the Jersey Devil. Bob Fox.
Dragons should absolutely win, but as the Jersey guy, there's no way I'm voting against the Jersey Devil. Jersey Devil.
Two for the Jersey Devil.
Once again, I'm standing pat to the classic cryptids, and Jersey Devil is a classic cryptid. It should get more respect. You know what else I want to shout out? I don't want to forget any big ones in the cryptid community. Mothman was not on the list of anything. Mothman's a legend.
I saw that. I didn't know that a lot of people like Mothman.
Mothman is a dude that's supposed to be like, not really a Mothman, but just this gross, big, black figure with like wings. And apparently, West Virginia, Virginia-ish, I believe in like 1970-ish, in Newport News, Virginia, a bridge collapsed. And people claim to have seen the Mothman on the bridge, and he's like responsible for the bridge. I think it's like a TV show coming.
Is there a movie, The Mothman Prophecies?
Yeah. I think it was over the Ohio River.
It was something like that. Yeah. It's like in the West Virginia, Virginia area around there. And I think there's like a movie or a show coming
out.
He's
real creepy.
Too.
The Mothman's kind of cool.
It's way cooler than like a Minotaur.
the Mothman has a cool Minotaur. Lore. I don't really understand it that much, but it's cool.
Tell you what, if you're a Minotaur and you want to fucking come to this office, I will fuck you up.
you and Billy Football tagged him.
Me and Billy Football will meet you at the door if you're a Minotaur. Yeah.
two for the Jersey Devil, Glennie.
Oh, sorry. There's an unsolved mystery on Netflix coming out with Mothman on it, actually.
Okay.
Richard Gere was in the movie.
Yeah. So I am going to stay pat on the classic cryptids. I'm going to stay with Jersey Devil.
The Jersey Devil, three for the Jersey Devil.
Awesome. But Jersey Devil is cooler, closer to it, more local.
I feel like in the absence of Tommy in the sanctity of the bracket type of thing, I would say I have to, in my head, vote for the dragon. The dragon is just, not everybody knows what the Jersey Devil is, and like it doesn't have a good marketing team. The dragon's got nothing but great marketing. And the dragon is cool. Like I was just explaining to you guys, like everyone thinks like House of the Dragon, Game of Thrones, whatever. I think shit like Reign of Fire. I think other things too. They're fucking cool, man.
So hey, favorite thing about dragons, do you know what I'm going to say?
No.
Dragon, these nuts on your head.
I had a feeling it was coming eventually.
One thing to back up the Devil, as much as I hate it, what are they, three-time Stanley Cup champion-winning franchise, 4 times? New York Dragons, defunct AFL team.
Yep. So I would go for the Dragon just because I feel like I understand why we're voting for the Jersey Devil here. I think the Dragon's cooler most of the time.
Color me swayed.
To the Jersey Devil?
No.
Oh, whoa. What the? A switcheroo.
You were just...
The way you were talking was like, we swayed you with the devil.
Yeah.
You know, you swayed me.
I swayed you to the
dragons.
Dragon.
Because the Jersey Devil, I like it only because of what you've told me about it.
Yeah.
I would have went through my entire life just thinking the Jersey Devil was the Jersey Devil how it is.
They're bad at marketing.
Yeah. I think that's it's we, their we gotta, own
we're going to figure that out.
And I think that Dragons have done a great job of marketing, and I'm going to go with Dragons.
And again, like you said earlier, which I think is a great point, the fact that they showed up in every civilization across the world is
it,
so cool.
It literally makes me think that it possibly they were real.
Yeah.
I also think they're misunderstood.
Yeah. There's some that are kind of cool.
They're very nice dragons.
How to Train Your Dragon dragons?
The one from Shrek is nice.
Yeah, and I think they just get angry and they have to...
Is it Pete's Dragon? Wasn't that a cartoon, Pete's Dragon? That dragon was nice from the old days.
The one from Shrek is horny.
Clapping them cheeks.
What's that creepy dragon from... It was a live-action movie. It's like a white dragon. Aragorn.
Never-ending story.
Oh, it's like... I don't know if he's a dragon.
Is it not a dragon? I've never seen the movie.
It's like a Chinese type of dragon where it's just like more like an eel.
He was a very nice creature, though. I loved that movie.
The horse died.
That was Sebastian, right? Sebastian was the boy.
Yeah, what was the horse's name? I can't remember.
It was like Asp.
But he's a nice thing, though. When that horse dies in that movie, is so sad.
Yes.
Saddest. The horse dies in the mud. Oh, it's awful.
Yeah, what's it? Like Arafan or something like that? And he's just like yelling his name as he just drowns in the mud.
Oh, it's awful. It's really upsetting.
Yeah. So right now we are 2 for the Dragon, 3 for the New Jersey Devil. Clemmer.
I'm going to go with Dragon here. The New Jersey Devil sounds cool. I just don't have enough history, personal history with it, where the dragon has been around my whole life. So I'm going to go Dragon, but it's close with Dragon.
Spyro, also a great dragon.
Spyro's a great dragon. Fuck, there's a lot of them. So, Jason, you're going to have to break the tie again.
It's got to be dragons. I need to fuck one. I need them to be real.
What the fuck? Wait, back up.
Wait, hold on.
Back up, Jason.
What happened?
Why do you need to fuck one?
I need to fuck a dragon.
What? That's the most basic thing. Everybody wants to fuck a dragon. If you're not willing to admit it, you're only lying to yourself.
What are you talking about?
Said everyone. Circles are you hanging out?
Wait, me and Vince don't have our headphones in. What's
your headphones on?
Oh, my God.
I don't have headphones. My headphones don't work. Yeah. Did he say everybody wants to fuck a dragon?
Jason,
yes. Everybody wants
to. You don't, you're
stop
lying
playing
to yourself.
Coy.
I'm not, coy. I do not want to fuck a dragon.
I don't want to fuck a dragon.
You're lying to yourself. Never once in my life.
I never even thought about it.
I'm the horniest person in this room, and I have never wanted to fuck a dragon once.
Never once in my life did I think about it.
I've got plenty of images saved on my phone that will easily change your mind, you fucking losers.
I almost don't want to see these images.
I for sure don't.
Talking?
Wait, yes.
Are you talking about how he has dragon porn?
Yes.
Yeah, pretty much.
Many images on his phone, so
it would change our opinion.
Jesus.
So
donkey. Donkey.
Donkey.
Clem's uncomfortable. So he goes, donkey.
Donkey from Shrek was given eyes. Yeah. You know, the one from Shrek was given eyes.
She had good eyelashes.
Good eyes. She had fuck me eyes.
She had kids.
Yeah.
What do they call it? Bedtime eyes? That's what that dragon had.
The bedtime eyes.
Yeah.
She's definitely the hottest version of a dragon we've seen.
I think so.
All
right, we're warming up to it.
So right now, it's going into the finals. It's going to be the Dragon or the Loch Ness.
Wait, who did Dragon just play against again?
Jersey Devil.
Oh, you don't want to fuck the Jersey Devil. Yeah, it makes sense.
You definitely should not want to fuck it. So the Dragon versus the Loch Ness Monster, kind of like a battle of cousins here, I guess, in a way. A little bit. Not related.
I feel like they're kind of similar. I can see a relation.
Start with you, Clemmer.
I was going Dragon. I'm so upset about what Jason said. I'm going to go Loch Ness. I think about like someone wanting to fuck a dragon, like how that would work, and it's very upsetting to me. It feels like beastie. It makes me upset. So Loch Ness Monster.
Loch Ness Monster.
Loch Ness Monster.
Loch Ness Monster again. I guess in the spirit of this mythological creatures or just like myths in general, Loch Ness Monster is so much more cool as a myth. The dragon is maybe like too overexposed. Like, yeah, I think to me, the essence of a modern day myth is the Loch Ness Monster, that and some of the other ones on your other side. So I would go Loch Ness Monster.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still sticking with Nessie, but the fun part is like you said, people are still seeing this thing, and not even now. I get people are probably saying it like because they're freaking on social media and they want to do something on social media. But the fact that there could be like a sailor from the 70s has his like story that he's still alive. And he's like, I guarantee I saw it. Like, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I think I'm with you guys. I think you hit the nail on the head with the fact that it's like, it feels more mythical. Like, the dragon, maybe it's just overexposed. But the fact that you could look out into fucking Loch Ness and be like, I don't know, maybe it's in there. Like, I like that about it.
So see, I just saw that little riptide hit. Was that something?
Yeah, a little ripple in the water. Yeah.
I like convincing myself that it's there, even if I know in my head that it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it's because there's no, like, pictures of a dragon in the sky that people are like, oh, it might be a dragon. Yeah, I'm going Nessie, too. I mean, it doesn't matter. It's landslide.
One for Nessie.
Yeah. I mean, Nessie's going to move straight through. Now on the other side, we have the zombie versus the mermaid. This is going to be tough because now we got all horned up about the mermaid. But, Vibsy.
we didn't have to sexualize the mermaid that quickly.
Yeah. Mermaid, and then we got a Call of Duty. I'm going Mermaid, though. Mermaid, I'm horny. That's my reason. I'm horny.
Fair enough. One for the mermaid.
I guess I'm not horny. I'm going with zombies very easily. This one is like, how could you go with mermaids? Zombies are so fucking cool.
Did you see the pictures he sent in the chat?
Those topless mermaids were unbelievable.
Hey, listen, I'll say it for Tommy because he's not here. No pussy.
Yeah, that's also true.
You're fucking zombies pussy?
Oh, I'm not looking
at it. He doesn't want to fuck it.
Yeah. Fuck, I'm not fucking anything.
Yeah. 1-1 right now, Glenny.
Listen, everybody knows I'm generally known as a horny guy. If there's one thing I love more than being horny, it's good times with friends. And zombies gave me way too many good times with friends due to Nazi zombies.
I need a quote card of just
I'm getting that exact quote. Yep.
Just, if there's one thing I love more than being horny, it's good times with friends.
Chill. Wait till you hear about a strip club. It'll blow your mind. I think I was kind of leaning towards mermaid, but after that description, I think I'd do zombies. Plus, zombies has given me infinitely more joy as a media property than mermaids ever has. I'm not even generally a big fan of like the Little Mermaid things at all. So we are zombies.
It's not even close. It's zombies. It's little mermaids do nothing.
Yeah.
They flop around.
Yeah, zombies are, like I said, all the books and movies and things, like I said, from a media property, zombies, you know, landslide.
Mm-hmm. Now we have Bigfoot versus the leprechaun. Clemmer.
I'm going to go with the leprechaun. I think I like the idea of a leprechaun being real. Like, you know, a little guy running around, sharply dressed, with the green, crazy little hat running around. He's, you know, he's looking for gold. Kind of the stuff I said earlier, but I love the idea that that could be real. I mean, out of all of these things, I would most want a leprechaun to be real.
Yeah, because it's gold. Like.
He's got gold, runs around, and he makes a mess. He's kind of a troublemaker. You know,
rascal.
I like that. Yeah, a rascal. I like that.
One for the leprechaun. It's Bigfoot.
It's leprechaun. But leprechaun, I have a couple things. One, what's that Disney movie, the basketball player?
Lucky the Irish. Yeah.
Saints Par Service.
Yeah, that movie was fantastic.
People love that movie.
It's a great flick. And I'm part Irish, and I hate bagpipes. So that's the only thing that's things that go against Irish. But the leprechaun don't play bagpipes. So
that I've ever seen.
That's fine. Yeah. Bigfoot does nothing for me either.
So we are two for the leprechaun. I think I like the leprechaun. I think that the bagpipes once a year, it hits okay.
People love it.
Yeah.
I can't do more funerals.
Yeah. Bagpipes. Yeah. Irish.
Scottish, I think,
Scottish,
but like they're related.
Scottish, but yeah.
But if you know an old Irish dead person, you heard bagpipes different.
Bagpipe thing, yeah. Okay.
You know what they remind me of now? I was just talking about the scene yesterday of somebody, because I was at the vessel, what do you call it? The scene in The Other Guys where they jump off the roof and like they hit the ground and die and they immediately just cut to the bagpipe funeral. It's so fucking funny. And it's every time I think of that. But yeah, so two for the leprechaun. I'm going to go with Bigfoot. Same reason I'm going with Loch Ness. It's just like the spirit of an American myth, that's Bigfoot. Like, he is the, like, modern myth. So I have to go with Bigfoot.
That's another great point on top of this. This is the mythical creature draft. Loch Beautiful's Nessie is, that's Scotland's. Our American king cryptid is Bigfoot.
Yeah.
It's Bigfoot.
Two for Bigfoot, two for the leprechaun.
I'm going to go Bigfoot. I like Bigfoot. I'm a big Bigfoot guy.
Yeah? Yeah, not a Bigfoot guy like Jerry.
Exactly.
You're just a Bigfoot.
I made sure to really accentuate the pause there.
Yes. Fibsy?
Leprechauns are lame. I'm going Bigfoot.
Leprechauns are lame. So Bigfoot versus zombies to go into the finals, Fibsy.
Say that again. What is it?
Bigfoot versus zombies.
I think Bigfoot is the argument we've been going with. It's the more mythological creature. You got to go Bigfoot. I think zombies are cooler and they've given me more entertainment, but Bigfoot is the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Bigfoot.
Took the words out of my mouth. I like zombies better, and there's never been anything Bigfoot that's brought me as much joy as playing Nazi zombies with my bros.
Mm-hmm.
But Bigfoot is the spirit of the draft. Bigfoot is the mythological creature. I'm going to go with Bigfoot.
Another one for Bigfoot, Glenny.
He's the American dream.
Mm-hmm.
Going to a park, going to a forest, seeing Bigfoot.
Yeah.
It's American dream.
The monster truck Bigfoot, too.
Are you guys kidding me?
He's upset.
What?
Bigfoot? Beat leprechaun?
Yeah, Bigfoot's like the American myth,
dude. You didn't even know what a fucking Sasquatch was.
Yeah, I did.
Leprechauns are just an Irish stereotype.
Yeah. Maybe you see them once a year.
Just
because
you got like one thing
Bigfoot,
of Lucky Charms, though, you doesn't mean
you're on guard all times.
What?
Also,
what?
Who said it was a bad cereal? You? Lucky Charms.
Lucky Charms.
Charms
is not a good cereal.
Good cereal. Good. Yeah, I disagree. Good. The marshmallows.
Very good. Yeah.
Yeah. The marshmallows are good. That's half the cereal.
Morons out there.
It's
like,
half the cereal. That's how the shit works.
Like when the whole cereal is good.
I thought we were fucking.
There's
you
like
think leprechauns are real.
I don't think they're real. I like the idea of them. I don't. I'm not a moron and think Bigfoot's real like these idiots out there.
No.
There's poor souls out there. Their whole lives are looking for Bigfoot.
Don't talk about Tommy's friend's girlfriend.
Tommy's friend's
like
girlfriend is a big Bigfoot.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like went to conferences to search for Bigfoot. Yeah.
They're still dating.
No.
They never dated.
Never
even met. But he. Yeah. There was a friend group.
He like warned him. Like, hey, this girl I'm talking to is a big Bigfoot guy. Don't bring it up.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
If a leprechaun came in here, I'd try to kill it with a hammer.
That's a lie. You would
lock that thing up, beat it with a hammer.
Oh, shit. That's you not love, a way to treat
you
someone.
You love him.
Hey, a perfect example here. You know how many Bigfoot TV shows there are about Bigfoot hunters? There's Bigfoot conventions. There ain't no leprechaun conventions.
Yeah, because they're all morons going to the convention.
No leprechaun conventions.
They're absolute morons. We leprechaun lovers sit on our side and be like, oh, that'd be a nice idea of one. But we know they're not fucking at
Finding
the end of the
Bigfoot
rainbow.
Is 12 seasons in.
That's
damn,
crazy.
They're watching that show.
Embarrassing.
That's why they haven't found it.
Yeah, they still haven't found
12
them.
Seasons of that.
I can tell you the 13th season. They don't find it.
How many episodes a season?
Is every at the climax of every episode, are they like hear a branch crack and they're like,
there's 93 episodes.
Is that it?
What's like, what's like the one thing that like the closest thing they've seen to us Bigfoot?
Probably some bear or
probably,
something.
Like yeah. someone's like
what's season 10, episode 5 like.
Yeah, right.
That was a good one. Yeah. They almost saw him.
Yeah. They fucking saw.
Let's see, wait, let's see.
They saw Yao Ming in the woods, and his fucking foot was on the floor.
Season 7, episode 4 is called Sasquatch Exploitation. The team returns to Louisiana to investigate a Bigfoot hotspot, Caddo Lake. After the team reminisces about the 1970s monster film shot at the location, they meet with witnesses and finally head out on an eventful night investigation on the bayou.
Sounds they don't cool. find
but if there's there's another episode after that, you know they weren't successful in that one. And there's 5 seasons after that. Yeah. So.
The next one is called A Squatch in the Ozarks, and they hit the Ozarks.
You think people are watching this show, and every season they're like, this is the season.
Gotta be. And yeah. Like, or they like watch the first one, they're like, fuck, now I have to watch the rest.
Yeah,
and make,
like,
just
yeah,
in
let's
case
see if they find
out.
Yeah, I don't want
to
miss that.
Dana's bachelor party thing, so he's just searching for a fucking Bigfoot, more or less. Like, let's go to every cool city across America. And
it sounds like a boondoggle, where they just go to cool areas and go drink in the woods with their friends.
Know, maybe Bigfoot's here.
Yeah. Dude, that's awesome. Oh my God, that's cool.
Bigfoot's in Venice? You should go to Venice?
I heard he's in Ibiza this time of year. Let's go there.
Check it out. Yeah.
We are 3 for Bigfoot right now. I would also go for Bigfoot. Partially, there's a legend that I heard once.
I got to say one more thing. There's a show on Travel Channel, Expedition Bigfoot, that's been on for 5 years, still on, 52 episodes in.
Jesus. There was a legend I remember that they put out at, like, during the Iraq-Afghanistan war, where they're like, yeah, they sent special teams into the mountains in Afghanistan to try and find bin Laden. And they woke up a giant, and it killed this whole team because they never figured out what happened to them. I sent a picture. They made like a rendition of it where like they went deep into this cave that they thought he might be in, and then like a giant Bigfoot Yeti thing came out and murdered them all. It was crazy. Not real. Didn't actually happen. Just sounded cool.
Would you say it was on History Channel? Was it a?
It might have been, honestly.
I think I used to watch History Channel all the time back in the day.
Me too.
I think that was something that was on there, and you're like, oh wow, this could be real.
Loving the image you sent. They're shooting him though. Like, why he wouldn't survive? They're shooting him to death.
Maybe it's like a thick skin. I don't know.
Like
Superman
in his skin.
I would.
Nothing's worse than these things that get shot and they just walk it off. Mm-hmm. Nothing worse.
Thick hides.
That.
I'm going for Bigfoot as well over zombie.
Oh my God.
You want the zombie?
Yes. What? Zombie. Glenn, didn't you just pick zombie?
No, he picked Bigfoot. Godfather.
Him.
You just give a whole fucking speech about being with your boys, playing zombies, and you want Bigfoot?
Yeah, in comparison to a mermaid's boobies. But
what are you doing with your boys and Bigfoot?
On the Mythical Creatures draft, Bigfoot is the godfather of mythical creatures.
Yes.
I have to agree.
Oh, yeah.
No, I like zombies way more. Zombies are way cooler. I've had way more good times with zombies, like in, you know, zombie books, movies, TV, whatever. But this is a mythological bracket here, so I think I have to go Bigfoot.
So what is its power?
It's big.
It walks around.
It's, it's not a superhero.
Oh, good. It walks.
It is a
sideways walk.
It is a cryptid. Cryptozoology is the study of the unexplained.
Mm-hmm.
It's possibly blurry.
So yes, always blurry.
Zombies aren't explained.
They don't exist.
No, they're kind of explained.
Bigfoots don't exist.
Either. Bigfoot doesn't exist either.
They might.
No, they don't.
They might.
They don't.
They might.
It's just a large.
Do you think all of these things we're talking about actually could exist, or you just enjoy kind of the stories about them?
Hey, I think it's fun to think Bigfoot could possibly exist.
A lot of things are fun. That's different. They don't actually believe that.
You can think it's fun.
There's a lot of the world
we
haven't
seen. But I don't.
What?
It's fun to think I have a Ferrari, but I don't. Like I don't. You know, it's fun.
Your body, your choice.
We haven't seen it. It's like we know what's happening on every square inch of land in the country. There could be a Bigfoot anywhere.
Oh, stop it.
You know, store it out there.
What are you doing? You're giving him false hope.
It could be anywhere.
It could be literally
anywhere. You know how much
fun these idiots that Tommy's friends with.
I can't wait till they find him on that TV show and they look down and they say, Chris Klemmer.
Season 17, though.
Season 38 in 2024, in 2041, when Exhibition Bigfoot finds it finally. Then we'll see who's
it's talking. It's like that meme of the guy like digging for the diamonds and he like turns right like episode like season 17, episode 3, they stopped.
We're
and then
this close to finding.
You see how stupid they sound? This is how I feel when you talk about jinxes.
We don't believe in jinxes?
Oh, jinxes are real.
Those are real.
Jinxes are 100% correct.
Yeah, it's just stupid. No, I'd
rather in the gambling
Bigfoot
cave right now.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave.
That's a good one. Bigfoot versus the Loch Ness Monster. What is the
that's
better?
A heavyweight final.
We did good here.
Tell you something right now, fellas. I'm going to make a statement first. I'll never be on this show again.
Because of Bigfoot. You're that upset about Bigfoot versus Loch Ness?
If it wins.
What do you. But well, guess what? It already won because this is a final category anyway.
It's the finals.
It's the same thing as Loch Ness Monster.
It didn't win.
But it's the
It won the semifinal. Now we're in.
We're in the finals against Loch Ness Monster.
Do you have if a Loch Ness Monster wins? Like,
yes.
No.
It's the same exact type of creature.
No.
Yeah, it is.
Well, both aren't real, for sure. But, like, I like the allure more. Like, it's more of the allure of the Loch Ness Monster, the roller coaster. Like, Bigfoot truly does nothing. You haven't
Bigfoot
told
has
me
a
it
roller
does
coaster
anything.
Power
it,
walk.
It walks around.
But I'm saying the same. Well, do you like beef jerky?
Yeah.
No.
Jack Lynx.
Jack Lynx man and Harry and the Hendersons.
I'm roasted.
Mm-hmm. The monster truck, Bigfoot.
Also, you like son of a boy dad? Lil Fast?
Appropriation.
He's changed his name, so. He changed his name, actually.
He actually did.
So, Klemmer, you get to start it out. Bigfoot versus the Loch Ness Monster. What's the better?
I don't love either of these, but I'm going to go with Bigfoot because it is the classic. I feel like it is the classic. I like zombies more. I like leprechauns more, but this is the classic.
Yeah, they fucked it up.
I know.
Marty?
Loch Ness Monster.
Loch Ness Monster.
And I know, like, your daddy. I know, son. I know.
Yeah. I know. Just let it go. Let it go.
I'm actually, like, really torn on this because, like you were saying, it's like the godfather and the godmother of the cryptids, more or less.
Yeah,
like,
this is perfect final in my
Yes. That's why I'm really kind of torn on this, actually. I think.
You never had a chance.
No.
Well, I'm going to vote for the Loch Ness Monster.
I'm saying, what we wanted this to be, never had a chance.
So. I think the Loch Ness Monster would beat Bigfoot only because, like, Bigfoot's, like, I think, like you're saying, like, it's, like, the 1A guy, but the Loch Ness Monster, to me, the fact that it's kept this longevity, despite it could only be in one spot, the one lake, right? And people are still obsessed with the Loch Ness Monster to this day, and they're still like, yeah, we can't find it. You know it's only in this one spot.
So they told me that I went to Scotland, I went to Loch Lomond, and I was like, oh, here we are at Loch Lomond. Guy told me, no, don't say it like that, not k at the end. Loch at the end. Loch
Lomond. Loch Lomond.
Oh, it's a Jewish dragon.
Yeah.
It's a brogue, I think they call it. That
Loch.
Like, yeah.
proper way to say it. Loch.
Forgot to give him money for his permits.
Yeah.
So I think that the longevity of the Loch Ness Monster, despite it only be could be in one spot. Like the Bigfoot was only in like a little like couple acre group and no one could find it might be different, but I think the Loch Ness Monster had the longevity.
What's wrong? So. You just had the bulldog face on.
No, I was excited.
All right.
So Loch Ness Monster versus Bigfoot.
Yeah, I was going to say, as the guy who enjoys the cryptids, we did a perfect draft here. I mean, a bracket here. This is what the final should be, absolutely. They're the two most famous cryptids ever, by far. Having said that, I got to go with my man, Bigfoot.
Ugh.
Mm.
And just, wow. You know, I'm going to go the exact opposite of what Ken Jack just said. I know that Nessie's in this one lake. I love that Bigfoot could be anywhere. Because also Sasquatches, they could be in Saskatoon in Canada. They could be in the Pacific Northwest. They could be in Appalachia. They could be in upstate New York even. They could be anywhere. Just the allure of it. It's classic Americana. I love Bigfoot.
I mean, the Loch Ness Monster could be in any ocean as well.
Before this, there's the Champion Lake Champlain in Vermont.
Hmm?
What about it?
That's their little version
of Nessie. The minor league team there is the Vermont Lake Monsters.
Yeah.
Bob Fox.
I'm going with the Loch Ness Monster. Like I said earlier, it was the one that I was always a little more interested in growing up, I think because of that Scooby-Doo thing. So I'm going with Nessie.
Yeah. All right, now we are 3-2 in favor of the Loch Ness Monster.
So the with Bigfoot, you know, you've never found a Bigfoot body. Loch Ness, if it were to die, it would just sink to the bottom. The bones are in the bottom, so it's a little bit more mysterious. So I'm going Nessie.
Nessie.
Wow.
That means the Loch Ness Monster by a vote of 4-2.
I will come back on the show.
Is the winner.
And
the
Marty's back.
Let me ask you a question real quick. If you saw something that looked like Bigfoot, right, in the woods, and he had like a size 8, would you call him it?
What do you mean?
His foot was an 8. He had like a regular size.
Might have to go with Sasquatch from
there. So it's a Sasquatch and not a Bigfoot.
Gotcha.
In America, it's Bigfoot. In Canada, it's Sasquatch.
Yeah, they have different names.
What?
It's a regional. Yeah.
It's a regional thing.
Yeah.
How much research have you done
like
on this?
Pork roll and Taylor Ham.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly like that. So the winner of the bracket episode 149 is the Loch Ness Monster. Thank you for joining. I'll be back next week with a new topic. It should be a big reunion episode, so keep in mind for that.